That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Owens Corning, the Angie app, Trex Decking, and powered by Kohler.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. So happy September, everybody. Yes, it is the last month of summer. You get like 2 or 3 weeks in September, and then it's officially all over. So enjoy it. In our part of the country, this is what we call the local summer, because after Labor Day, all the people from out of state go back. They go back home. We get to enjoy our seaside shore getaway here, because this is where we live 360 days a year. So we're kind of into this time of year. We really appreciate it. And usually the weather stays nice for quite a while. So I got lots of outdoor projects that are unfinished. I got to get done before it gets too cold out. So that's on my to-do list. What's on your to-do list? If we can help you with those jobs, give us a call, because we are here to do just that. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about bathroom remodels. You know, they usually provide a 60 to 70% return on investment as a home improvement project when it comes time to sell. But with this project, it's really important to plan your remodeling ideas ahead of time for two reasons: to keep costs in line and to keep that bathroom downtime to an absolute minimum, especially if you only have one bathroom in the house. So we're going to walk you through that project.
I'm telling you, when there was that $1 billion lottery a month ago, I was like, all I want is another bathroom.
That was on your shopping list.
Add a bathroom or get a house with a bathroom. So I get it. When you've got one, you got to be, you know, frugal with your time here to get that bathroom back up and running. All right. Also ahead, as the saying goes, one man's trash is another man's treasure. But try telling that to someone who has just torn out a kitchen or a bath to make room for a new remodel. That's the stuff nobody seems to want. So we're going to share ways that are, you know, the least expensive way for you to get rid of all that old, you know, things from the kitchen and bath to make room for all the new shiny stuff you really want.
And are you ready to take on a big paint project this fall, like a deck, a fence, or even the exterior of your house? Well, as tough as that size job sounds, it's actually become a lot easier to do thanks to the new high-efficiency airless paint sprayers that are on the market. We're going to tell you how they work and help you cut painting time by a third.
But first, the Money Pit is about helping you create your best home ever. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, you're dealing with a repair, or maybe you're dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
And this will be fun. How would you like to win a $500 gift card to Lowe's, courtesy of our friends at Trex? That's our giveaway today. Trex has just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's. And Trex has also given us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. So if you want to win it, You got to call us with your home improvement question, or you could also post it at moneypit.com, and we will draw one winner out of those that reach us for today's show. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we've got Ashley from Georgia, who's a new homeowner, taking on some projects. What can we help you with?
So we just bought our first house, and
congratulations.
Thank you. It was built in 1970, so there are three rooms that have wood paneling. One isn't an issue, but one of the other ones doesn't really have very good ventilation, and it's meant to be a laundry room, so moisture and ventilation are kind of an issue. And then the other one, the wood paneling, wasn't installed particularly well. So there's some gaps and some water damage and things like that. So we're thinking of replacing it, but we aren't sure exactly the best way to go about it and what the cost would generally be. But also I'm concerned with if there's anything we need to do to prep behind where the drywall would go to prevent moisture and bugs and other issues down the line.
Okay. So let's talk about that laundry room first. Paneling in general, you know, is a sort of a thing of the past. Now, there's two ways that paneling was typically installed. In both cases, it was nailed, but in one of those operations, they would glue it as well. And if you glued it, then it becomes a lot harder to tear it out and replace it. Well, I mean, and today most people aren't even replacing it, of course, they're just trying to restore the drywall that's behind it. You mentioned that other room that's got paneling that's got gaps and stuff. Is there any place where you could sort of loosen up that paneling and try to pull it off the wall a little bit? Does it seem to come right off, or do you think it's glued to the wall?
Yeah, there are a couple spots in both rooms that you can kind of peel it up. It may be nailed, but possibly with just too far in between.
Okay, because if you take the paneling off, you may find that the glue pulls the paper off the drywall. If it's really bad, then you either have to replace the drywall or you can spackle over those sort of torn areas if it's not too terribly bad. And then sort of start again from there. But I think job number one is getting rid of that. You know, if you have paneling that's really well adhered and it's not really causing any issues, you could paint it. You know, Leslie, we used to give a lot of advice on painting paneling. One thing you can't do, which people think you can, is to fill in the grooves with spackle, right? Folks
never
ask us that as well. It never works that well.
Yeah, so just one clarification. There's actually not drywall behind the paneling. So it's just great insulation and joists and
really?
Bugs and dirt and debris. So
wow.
That's why I kind of want to clean it up, because I'm just worried about moisture getting trapped back there when we do drywall it.
That's unusual. Typically, paneling is on top of a wallboard. Okay, well, in that case, yeah, you got to take it down. Once you expose those walls, you're going to have 1970s insulation in there. I'd probably pull the insulation out since it's right there and it's easy to do. You want to put some new insulation in there. The easiest thing to do would be to pick up some pink fiberglass insulation from Lowe's or Home Depot. There's a new product out by Owens Corning called Pink Next Gen. It's not itchy. It's really soft and cottony and easy to handle and stays nicely in between the studs of the walls. You'll re-insulate that, and then you'll put new drywall on. You're going to want to use half-inch drywall. You lay the sheets horizontally, and then you have to tape and spackle the seams. So, you know, kind of advanced DIY here, not too difficult, but it's going to take you some time to kind of master the job. In terms of insects and moisture, look, that's just general pest control. If you live in a warmer climate, you typically have more insects than you do in a northern climate. And I would imagine you'd probably just get a service contract with a pest management professional who might visit you once a month or so to keep those bugs kind of under check by applying the appropriate insecticides. If you mentioned the laundry room and the moisture issues, if you really want to do something that's moisture resistant, there are types of drywall panels that are basically waterproof and moldproof.
Oh, okay.
You could use. Those are available as well. Very, very heavy compared to the regular drywall and more expensive, but, you know, it's a long-term investment, so that's an option for you too.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with the project, and reach out to us anytime you have a question.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much.
All right, heading up northeast to Kennebunkport, Maine. We've got Mike, who's looking to do a deck over project. Tell us about it.
I want to do my deck over in Trex, and I want to know if I could just pick up my old decking and put down the Trex on my old frame.
Yeah, Mike, you absolutely can do that. In fact, I am doing that very project myself. Now, I'll tell you what happened to me. I had an old wood deck, And I looked at the floor structure. I looked at the joists, and I kind of climbed under there, and they looked like they were pretty good. But once I pulled the decking boards off, I found that there was decay kind of running around where the nails were, and I opted to replace most of the floor joists as a result. I was able to use the ledger and the box beam at the perimeter, but I put new floor joists in. So sometimes when you get those old decks apart, you're going to be surprised. So just be prepared for that. But if the framing is in good shape, you pull the decking off, you could basically install the Trex decking right on top of that, as long as it is no wider than 16 inches on center. And in my case, I used the Transcend decking. I was able to put it down on the new joist that I put down, which sort of mixed in with parts of the old frame that were rotted. And it really came out absolutely beautiful. And I used the hidden fasteners, which I liked because I didn't have to face nail or face screw, I should say, any of that stuff. And they maintain a quarter inch gap between the boards, which is important for drainage. So that is definitely an option. Take a look at the Trex deck kits that are available at Lowe's. I'm using the Island Mist color, which is kind of like driftwood, which is beautiful. So give it a shot. I think you're going to enjoy it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, bathroom remodels provide an amazing return on your remodeling investment. But with this project, it's really key to plan your project ideas ahead of time and pick the right pro to keep costs in line and to keep that bathroom downtime to a minimum. We'll share tips on how to do just that next. Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle Filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle Filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, follow the Money Pit podcast and get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Hey, we got a great giveaway today, courtesy of Trex, who just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's. I just completed building my own Trex Transcend Deck Kit, and I am pretty darn impressed with this product. It's absolutely beautiful. And Trex has given us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. It's going to go out to one very, very lucky caller or listener to the show who reaches out to us with their home improvement question. Now, the Trex Transcend Deck Kit includes all the materials needed to build a 12 by 16 foot deck with Trex top of the line Transcend decking, Trex fascia, and Trex hideaway hidden fasteners. With one click on Lowe's.com, you can purchase all the Trex products you need. You can have it ready for pickup at your convenience, or it can be shipped directly to your project site. And it's all available exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com.
That $500 Lowe's gift card is going out to one very lucky listener who reaches out to us with their home improvement question. And yes, you gotta have a home improvement question to qualify. You can't just say, I really, really, really want it. Yeah, we know. We all really want this decking kit. It's amazing. Thanks, Trex. But you gotta call us with a question for your chance to win, so do so at 888-MONEYPIT.
Or head to moneypit.com and click on the blue microphone button to record your question.
Heading out to New Hampshire, we've got Debbie on the line who's looking for some help in learning about a product called RoofMax for her roof. What's going on?
I'm trying to find out about a company called RoofMax, R-O-O-F-M-A-X-X. They are saying they have a spray to help seal up your tiles, your roof, 5-year warranty. Cheaper, of course, than putting on a new roof. 5 years would at least help me raise the money for a new roof. So I'd like to see if they are legit and how that works.
Yeah, it definitely can save you money because the application on RoofMax is a lot less expensive than replacing your roof. But what that is basically it's a rejuvenation treatment. They apply it to the roof and...
It's like a mask.
Well, it's an oil, right, that soaks in.
Yeah, it's like a hair mask. You put the oil in your hair and it makes your hair all smooth and luxurious and healthy again.
I don't use a hair mask, so I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically the premise of it. When your hair gets dried out, you put an oil-based or some sort of mask on and it rejuvenates. And that's kind of what RoofMax does for your roofing shingles.
Yeah, these guys have been at it a long time. They came from the roofing industry. They knew that there were millions and millions of tons of asphalt shingles being dropped in the landfills and that... If the shingle itself could be rejuvenated, if it could be sort of moistened in a way, that they could get some additional years out of it. So they developed a product that does just that. Now, full disclosure, RoofMax is a sponsor of this show, and that is, frankly, the reason we know so much about it, because we've looked at the company, we've looked at the research, and they've got a good reputation. Now, it doesn't work for all roofs. You have to have the RoofMax dealer come to your home and look at it and see if it's within the range where a RoofMax treatment will work. But when it does work, and if it is qualified, you know, you can get at least 5 years out of this. And in your case, as you said, they'll give you some more time to save up for roof replacing. Because, Leslie, I don't think that that's anything that people do. They kind of wait for the the big event.
Oh, for sure.
And they all of a sudden got to find the money.
Well, I also don't think people realize that this roof rejuvenation from RoofMax was even an option. You know, so it's so great to learn that there is something that you can do. If the shingles are in the right state, they can be rejuvenated and you can extend the life of that roof, which is fantastic and a huge cash saver.
So we're fans. Good luck with the project. Let us know how you make out. Well, bathroom rentals are one of the most popular and best home projects, but when you hire a remodeling contractor for a bathroom reno, it's really important to ask the right questions and set realistic expectations and get accurate cost estimates. So first, let's talk about the questions to ask. Now, a bath remodel usually involves several different trades, including construction, plumbing, and electrical pros. So talk to your contractor at the start of the project about, first, if they have any previous work references that demonstrate their skill, how they bid the project, are they going to bid it by the hour, square foot, or as a total, any additional fees that could get tacked on, like what happens if they find mold inside a wall, and how they deal with mistakes, damages, and repairs, and if they offer an express warranty or guarantee. All really important questions.
All right, next, here's what you need to look for in a bathroom remodeling quote and scheduling agreement. You want to make sure it includes a written schedule, that it has an itemized list of all materials, labor, permits, and any other costs that might pop up, and a list of all the construction tasks they're going to perform and prices for each. You also want to have deadlines assigned for each task, and then get to an agreement here on penalties. You know, what happens if those deadlines aren't met in a certain time frame? This kind of keeps everybody on point. It keeps you paying when things are completed, and it keeps them actually completing stuff. Now, a good agreement helps prevent all of those disputes that kind of pop up along the way, and it also gives you clear expectations about how long that project really should take to complete. So again, it's all about keeping everybody in check here on both sides.
Yeah, and one final point. If there are going to be any changes along the way, they must be made in writing. So if you decide that you don't like the tile, or you don't like a fixture, or anything else changes, make sure that you do a change order, which is simply an agreement with the contractor that says, I agreed to pay X, and now I'm paying Y. Y could be more or less than X. Depends on what the difference in price is between what you now want and what was originally part of the agreement. But get that change in writing, because otherwise you have these surprises that happen at the end, and that can really cause a lot of stress on your wallet as well as the relationship. So plan it carefully up front. Get all the details in writing. If there are any changes, make sure you get those in writing as well.
All right, now we've got Tom on the line who needs some help finding caulk to match the windows. Tell us about it.
Hi. I have a question about a cement stamped patio that we have on the back. It's got a pretty big crack in it, and I wanted to find the best way to go ahead and either fill that. I didn't know if you use like a special kind of caulk or if you got to get that is somehow able to be stained and made the same color and trowel it in.
Well, it's nice that you have a stamped concrete patio, but unfortunately, I don't believe you'll be able to find anything beyond the basic caulk colors. You should seal the crack, because if you don't, water gets in there, it freezes, it expands, it disturbs the dirt under the patio and cause more cracking. So you do need to get that sealed in there. But I don't think you'll be able to find one that matches it exactly. There is a product called Exact Color, which will allow you to tint caulk by mixing it with paint, but I'm pretty sure it's only available as a latex, which is not as optimal for an outdoor application as the silicone would be. There are concrete products that you can mix with dyes to get a color, but the problem is that you shouldn't really be patching those things with concrete because it's just going to fall out. It's not designed to actually stick. There is a product called Recap made by Quikrete. It may be possible to stain that to match it, and that is a different configuration, so it's designed to basically adhere very well to old concrete. But I think I would focus on just using a clear caulk. I just don't think it's going to be practical for you to be able to mix one or find one that's just exactly the right color unless it happens to be, you know, almond or white or gray or all the sort of standard colors. So good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, as the saying goes, one man's trash is another man's treasure. But try telling that to someone who's just torn out a kitchen or bath to make room for that new remodel. Nobody seems to want that garbage. We're going to share ways on the least expensive method to get rid of all the old to make room for the new. So stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Well, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we're going to talk to Cindy, who's got a question about a mysterious toilet ring. What's going on?
We've got a strange thing that I clean the bathrooms and clean the toilets, and within about 3 days of cleaning the toilets, both toilets in the house come up with a residue around the water ring, and it looks like dirt. I've never had dirt come up to a water ring in my toilets before. I'm wondering if you might have an idea what the source is of this.
Now, Cindy, I've never heard of dirt. I mean, I've heard of getting a ring because the water is sitting there. Perhaps it's not a toilet that's used very often. But if you do have a toilet that just needs constant cleaning, and I sort of went this route because I have boy children who are gross in the bathroom, I got a Vormax Plus. This is American Standard. Vormax Plus toilet, and it sort of has a built-in cartridge that you put in, and it's got like a Lysol-based cleaner. So it freshens the toilet, but also sends out this kind of oxygenated foam every time you flush, and it kind of scrubs the toilet on its own. That gives you a leg up on cleaning everything. And that may do the trick. I mean, otherwise, Tom, could it be something that's decaying in the tank? Maybe something with like the ball valve or something?
I mean, I guess it's possible, but I think the Vormax is a good idea. That's kind of a self-cleaning toilet, and I think in this case that'll make it go away. I don't know if you've ever used another type of commercial bowl cleaner, but you could try that as well if you don't want to change the toilet out. But I like the fact that with Vormax, you basically get dumped into the bowl every time you flush. Of course, the downside of that is you have to keep, you know, ordering them and replacing them, but I think that's a great option.
I mean, I do get the packs of the insert cartridges, like a six-pack online, so it's like I've always got them sticking around. Well, as the saying goes, one man's trash is another man's treasure. But seriously, try telling that to somebody who's remodeling a kitchen or bath and has all those cabinets and plumbing fixtures and things that are just kind of old and yucky, and they're like, please, please take it. But nobody seems to want to.
Well, before you can add to the new, you got to get rid of the old. And that can be an expensive part of the reno process. But there are some ways to save money and do the right thing for the environment by selling or donating some junk for reuse and responsibly recycling what you can.
Well, let's talk about appliances first. They certainly take up a lot of space in a dumpster, but are there alternatives here? Well, one person's obsolete appliance might be someone else's vintage antique. So you might be able to make some money by selling your appliances to an antique dealer or a restorer. Now, if your appliance is of the non-functional variety, you can try selling your appliance for scrap. Now, metal salvagers will usually pay around 10 cents a pound for appliances and will sometimes even arrange for pickup of it. Now, if you're looking for one, check your local Yellow Pages, Google it up, get online, whatever you need, and you can find salvagers in your area.
Now, here's one of my favorite things to recycle, and that's wood. If you've got unused tongue and groove flooring, you could try taking it to a dealer or to a charity resale store like Restore. Wood waste dealers may also be able to take lumber scraps off your hands, and if you're going to throw the wood out, make sure it doesn't include woodwork containing lead paint. This is a risk for materials that were painted before 1978.
Now, what about gypsum and all that other construction debris? If you've got asphalt shingles, those can often be recycled, so check out shinglerecycling.org for some more information. And you can sometimes get rid of mixed debris for a nominal fee by taking it to a center where recyclable wood, metals, concrete, and gypsum, everything gets sorted and then it's sold. If you want some more information about that, check out cdrecycling.org.
And if you just can't find someone to take the junk off your hands and recycling is not a real feasible option, what are your alternatives? Well, make sure you check with your sanitation department to find out what your local regulations are. Because, I mean, in my part of the country, we've got some options here. We've got a yard, a recycling yard that we can take things to, and we have also pickups. Now, they don't happen very often. In fact, I got a metal pickup on my calendar now, like 3 months from now, because it only happens like 4 times a year. So if you keep an eye on those things, you may find that your local municipality could take some of this for you.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, are you a DIYer but draw the line on big painting projects like decks, fences, or exteriors? Well, Wagner's Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers might just change your mind. We had a chance to review the Wagner Control Pro 170, and we're going to share those details next.
Summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Coming up this hour, you guys, we have an amazing giveaway on the Money Pit, courtesy of Trex, who just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's. Now, Trex has provided us with a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. Check out this awesome new decking kit that Trex Transcend has put out. It includes all of the materials that are required to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, the Trex fascia, and Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners. Now, Trex Transcend is the industry's leading composite decking. It's really gorgeous. It's got high-definition grain patterns, rich saturated colors that you're going to find in nature, so it looks good and it really looks the part. It's fantastic. You're going to find it at Lowe's in the most beautiful color called Island Mist. It's a blend of silver tones, and it really kind of gives you that look of weathered wood, kind of like driftwood, perfect for a beach house or, you know, a more coastal community, but it is a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous color and perfect for everyone. Now, you can find it exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com, so check it out.
That $500 Lowe's gift card is going out to one very lucky listener who reaches out to us with their home improvement question. And, yes, you must have a home improvement question to qualify. So call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or head on over to MoneyPit.com, click on the blue microphone button, and record your question there. Let's get back to it. Leslie, who's next?
All right, Vito in California. How can we help you today at the Money Pit?
I have a 4x8 bathroom that I'm trying to put this used flooring on. And it's a plywood floor, raised floor to begin with. And I don't know what to use. There's no more sticking on this used plank that I've got. So do you put plastic underneath, or what do you put underneath?
So it sounds like Vito is trying to use like an upcycled product here, old flooring that he wants to put down in his bathroom, but he can't, it's not going to stick. So I think what you have to do here is use a floor adhesive. There are various types of floor adhesive products. There are floor adhesives for wood. There are floor adhesives for tile. And I think what you're going to need to do here is to clean the subfloor very, very well, as much as possible, and then apply the new flooring with an adhesive. Now, one thing that's really important about floor adhesive, and that is the trowel. It's a grooved trowel. It has like notches in it or sort of like little triangles cut out of it so that when you put the adhesive down, it sort of stands up a little bit, and that helps it adhere better to the flooring product. Just do keep in mind, though, that it's very difficult to remove these products once they set. So make sure you're sure that this is the way that you want to go, because, you know, there are so many new floors that are out there today that are rated for bathrooms that are 100% waterproof. There are a lot of good choices and a lot of inexpensive choices. But if you found a floor that you love and you just need to adhere it, then flooring cement is going to be your friend in this case.
So do you have a big paint project in mind, like painting the exterior of your house or maybe the deck or doing the fence? Well, as challenging as those size jobs sound, it's actually much easier to accomplish thanks to a new high-efficiency Wagner airless sprayer. Now, these sprayers are perfect for DIYers who are just learning about airless spraying. You can take on big projects yourself instead of hiring a contractor, and that's going to save you some money. Now, Tom, you've had the chance to work with the Control Pro 170. How'd that go for you? What did you tackle?
Well, I did a fence. I had to paint a pretty big board-on-board fence. And if I used a brush and a roller, it would have taken me forever, especially when you think about all the nooks and the crannies, like in between the fence panels. So spraying was definitely the best option. And what I liked about the Wagner Control Pro airless sprayer is that it produces 55% less overspray than the typical airless sprayers, and so you're not going to waste paint because paint's expensive. You also get a sort of softer output, and you get better control than a typical paint sprayer, and the finish looks great. And I think all in, it goes on about 3 times faster than a roller, so big projects get done pretty quickly. They're also very ideal for DIYers that are just getting into airless spraying because they're easy to use, and they give you a high-quality pro finish that you can definitely be proud of. Now, the Control Pro sprayers come in several different models, but I chose the Control Pro 170 because it pulls paint or stain directly from either a 1 gallon can or, in my case, a 5 gallon bucket, which I love because I had a big project and didn't want to have to keep changing out the paint supply. I just sort of carted it right around with me, and it was really easy to get it done. I didn't have to keep stopping and restocking all the time. Hey, if you want to find the right sprayer for your project needs, go to WagnerSprayTech.com. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
All right, now we've got Bowen on the line who's dealing with some extra dirt under the house. This is strange. What's going on?
I am about a foot too much dirt under my house, 1,400 square feet, so about 1,400 cubic feet of dirt that I need to pull out from under my house, and it is very difficult through the small crawl space. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that without breaking my back.
Wow, that is a really weird question. So I am curious as to why you need to remove all of that dirt. One thing that comes to mind is, you know, foundations, you would like to think that the footing for your foundation was 3 feet below ground, but I'm concerned that if you take out a foot of soil from that crawl space, you may expose part of that footing, and you can't go deeper than the footing. So the first question is, where is the footing? Because you can't go deeper than that. Secondly, You know, you mentioned there was a very small opening. That's the first thing I would work on. I would enlarge the opening so that I had a comfortable place to work. And I think if it was me, Leslie, and I had to do this project, and I don't know why you feel you have to, but assuming that you do, what I would do is I would trench down the middle of the crawl space from end to end. So this way I'm working, you know, to the front wall and to the back wall from sort of a center trench, and that would make it a little bit easier. But boy, you know what? It comes to mind, Leslie. This is going to be, you know, like when some of those old Army movies where they were trying to dig a tunnel and they kept putting the dirt, you know, in the legs of their pants and walking around and dropping it all over the field.
And like shaking it out as they walked around.
Shaking it out, yeah. I mean, you're gonna have quite a conveyor belt there getting that dirt out. It's gonna be like a bucket brigade. To take it out. There is no easy way to do this. You want to do it without breaking your back? I don't have that solution for you. You can't get equipment down there. This is all got to be done by hand, and it is not going to be easy. So I hope you have a really good reason for doing this. I would definitely be curious to learn more. So reach back out to us, and we can take it from there.
This is the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this almost fall season? We're here to lend a hand, so let us come to you through the Angie Studios. That's right. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, do you have an old patio that needs an update? Well, Willie wants to know if he can add flagstone on top of that old surface. We're going to share those details next.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Kids are back in school, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 345 Crossroads Drive knows that crowded parking lots can lead to fender benders, door dings, dents, and scratches. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers free estimates, works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. During the Big Cottonwood Cruise on Friday, September 9th, enjoy a barbecue fundraiser for the museum. It's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Old Cottonwood Firehouse on Brush Street. Then enjoy the car show on Saturday the 10th and come to the pancake breakfast at 6 a.m., followed by the barbecue right up to 8 p.m. Support the Cottonwood community and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and thanks for your support.
Leslie, is if you put the flagstone on the concrete, it's not going to stay, right? Even if you were to glue it down, you're going to be constantly facing a lot of movement in that flagstone.
Yeah, things are going to slide around.
They're going to slide around, and if you put mortar in between, it's going to chip out. So I don't think that's a good option. I would give you two other options for this. First of all, if the patio is in decent shape, there are a lot of cool concrete finishes you can put on now. You have finishes like those that are made by Dice Coating, like terrazzo, for example, that are absolutely beautiful. Or there's a paver brick designed specifically for this project, and it's made by Pavestone, and it's called a Milano paver, M-I-L-A-N-O. And this paver brick is half the thickness of a normal brick, but it's designed specifically to add a layer on top of a concrete slab that doesn't look so hot. And the way it works is, you put the perimeter around first, and you adhere it to the slab with an adhesive. And then all the rest of the bricks are like locked in place by that perimeter brick. And once you're done, you fill it in with sand like a regular paver job, and what you see from the top side looks like a full-thickness paver, and it's going to last like indefinitely, especially being on concrete. It's not going to shift. You're not going to get weeds that grow up through it, and so on. I think it's an ingenious invention, and it really looks spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, pavers really are fantastic, and the way that they're made to keep the color for ages and ages, and even if they get, like, dinged up a little bit, they still look fantastic, and I think the price point's pretty great. I mean, I've only used them for borders around my new drive, but they really made it stand out.
Yeah, the other thing that's cool is that if you spill something on it, you can actually pull out stained pavers. Maybe you spill oil on it, or, you know, from an oil leak in a car, or you spill some paint on it, whatever, and then just replace them, so it's really easy to maintain them over time.
Yeah, and you can also get super creative with how you lay out the pavers. I mean, you can get them in uniform sizing, or you can get them in a couple of different sizes. But either way, even if they're uniform size, you can lay them out in a variety of ways to create something really interesting. And I think that's great because it can help you save some bucks and have something fantastically gorgeous.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks for spending this part of your weekend with us, or your weekday with us, depending on when you're hearing us. Hey, we hope we've given you some ideas on how to tackle projects around your house. If you need some help, some tips to avoid the perspiration for your inspiration of a project, remember you can reach out to us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit or by logging on to MoneyPit.com. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Former President Trump holding his first rally since President Biden's Soul of the Nation speech Thursday. Mr. Trump taking the stage at the packed 10,000-seat Mohegan Sun Arena in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania this evening, telling the crowd the November midterms are a referendum on the corruption and extremism of President Biden and the Radical Democrat Party.
You are going to send my friend Oz. He is a great guy. To the U.S. Senate, you're going to elect an amazing slate of true America First Republicans to Congress, and we are going to end the Nancy Pelosi political career, the Biden political career.
Mr. Trump said the election is a referendum on skyrocketing inflation, rampant crime, soaring murders, crushing gas prices, and millions of illegals crossing our borders, as well as race and gender indoctrination perverting our schools. Another day, another setback for NASA. The Artemis moon rocket had another dangerous fuel leak, and that's forced launch controllers to call off their second attempt to send a capsule into lunar orbit. No immediate word on a new launch date. President Biden asking Congress to provide more than $47 billion in emergency spending.
The White House says the money would go toward the war in Ukraine, the response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the ongoing monkeypox outbreak, and help for recent natural disasters in Kentucky and other states. The request comes as lawmakers are preparing to return to Washington and fund the government before the new fiscal year begins October 1st. Greg Clugston, Washington.
AAA Saturday reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gas at $3.79 a gallon. Highest in the survey was California at 5.25, lowest in Texas and Arkansas at 3.29. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Overseas, Britain is about ready to begin the next phase of COVID-19 vaccinations, as we hear from Charles de Ledesma.
The full COVID-19 vaccination campaign is getting underway in the coming weeks after experts authorise booster shots made by Pfizer and Moderna that have been modified to target both the original virus and the widely circulating Omicron variant. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says it had approved the Pfizer vaccine for using in people aged 12 and over after finding it was both safe and effective. The agency had authorised the Moderna vaccine last month. The government will offer the vaccine to everyone aged 50 and over, as well as frontline healthcare workers and other groups considered to be at risk of serious illness. Charles de Ledesma, London.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Check the calendar. It's that time of year.
Danielle is now the first hurricane of the Atlantic season with winds of 75 miles an hour. She's in no hurry to get anywhere, moving west at 1 mile an hour. Forecasters say Danielle will hang out over the Atlantic for a few days before turning towards the northeast next week. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Californians sweltering in a tremendous heat wave are being asked to reduce air conditioning and cut other electricity use again during critical hours to prevent stress on the state's electrical grid that could lead to rolling blackouts, and that includes not charging their electric vehicles. Today was the fourth consecutive day of requests by the state's electrical grid operator for voluntary cutbacks during late afternoon and evening hours to try to balance out supply and demand as millions of residents endured triple-digit temperatures. Death Valley yesterday topped out at 126. More at townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you're searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage may have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups and saucers, silverware, jewelry and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Owens Corning, the Angie app, Trex Decking, and powered by Kohler.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects that you'd like to get done around your house. So whether you got a house, a condo, a co-op, a yurt, we don't care. We are here to help. If it's the place you call home, well, that's where we can fit in as well to help you make it that special place that you want it to be. If you've got questions about a project, whether it's repair, renovation, remodeling, decor, well, you can reach out to us a couple of ways to get those questions answered. First, you can pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, these days there are seemingly endless ways to easily and very affordably make your home smarter with automated devices. But not all smart home devices are created equal. So we're going to take a quick look at some of the most popular smart home add-ons and talk about how to make the best choices for your home.
And fall will be here before you know it, which makes now the right time to think about adding insulation. But if the thought of taking on that typically scratchy and itchy job makes it not your favorite fall project, you're going to be happy to hear that there's a new generation of fiberglass insulation available from Owens Corning, and it's literally as soft as cotton. We'll tell you all about it just ahead.
And working from home can be great, but keeping an organized workspace can definitely be a challenge, especially when space is a bit limited. So if your home office is starting to feel like the tiny cubicle that you left behind, we're going to share some terrific DIY tips to help keep you productive in just a bit.
But first, the Money Pit is about helping you create your best home ever. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
Plus, we've got a great giveaway this hour from our friends at Trex. They just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's, and Trex has provided us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you and submit your home improvement question to qualify. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, Beverly in Ohio is fearful of some stuff going on with the foundation and drainage. What is happening at your money pit?
You've addressed this many times, but this seems different. Water in the basement. I've already gotten the French trench discussion with a company, and I know that you guys say that's not necessarily it, and I prefer not to go $10,000. Anyway, there's a lot of plantings by my home. It doesn't seem to be grading. Everything's pretty flat, but I'm desperate to know what to do. It's really putting a lot of fear in my soul.
Well, Beverly, rest assured that if you improve your outside drainage, I suspect this problem will go away. One way to know is this. If your water problem seems to get worse with heavy rain, this is definitely something that can be controlled by drainage. You say the outside looks good. You mentioned it's flat. That's not good. Soil has to slope away from the wall. It shouldn't be flat. But more importantly, most of the time, the wet basements are caused by a problem with the gutter system. You either don't have the right size gutters, they're getting overflowing, they're overflowing because they're undersized or they're partially clogged, and something as simple as the downspouts not being directed away from the foundation far enough. You know, when the installers put it in, they usually put them out about 2 feet from the foundation and leave the water right there. So it kind of circles right back into that basement, and that's why the walls get so wet. But I don't think you need a French drain system. That would only be done if you had a rising water table. It doesn't sound like that is the case here. So I would extend those downspouts. And if you want to prove this before you do a lot of work, just get a bunch of long leaders. You know, they're a few dollars each at a home center, and hook them up to the bottom of those downspouts, run them out. Even though it might look a little sloppy for a while, I think you'll find that you'll have almost an instant reduction in the amount of water getting down there. And once you've convinced yourself that that is the solution, you can neaten them up and run them perhaps underground, bring them out somewhere to daylight, and do a nice job making them a lot more tidy. But drainage, that is the cause of wet basements. So you got to fix it, and that's going to be your solution here, and it won't happen again.
All right, we're heading out to Mike, who's got a super gross problem. What is going on with these flies at your money pit? Tell us about it.
I have a fly problem, a house fly problem, with fly poop all over my siding. And power washing alone does not do the trick. Looking for the best solution to pre-spray, let it soak, and then clean off.
You know, Mike, this reminds me of another problem that's very similar, and that is the problem of artillery fungus, where you have fungus that comes out of mulch and sticks to the siding, and it seems to be virtually impossible to get off. But I think when it comes to bugs, it's like when they stick to your car. You know, Leslie, when you go to like a Pep Boys and you want to get them off, they have special products for this because it's designed to dissolve the whatever the fly juice is that sticks to your car. And I think the same thing kind of applies to the house. I know of a product called Super Clean, which you can find at, I believe it's at Walmart and other places like that. It comes in a purple bottle, and it works really well. It's sold basically as a cleaner and degreaser. But for this case, what you would do is you would apply it to the siding, let it sit for 5 or 10 minutes, and then you would have to scrub it. Now, there's going to be a lot of elbow grease here, but I think you'll find that it will release those bugs from the siding, and you'll be back to a clean house once again. I think the key, though, is to not let it get too bad, because otherwise you're going to find yourself doing this a lot more than you should. In terms of managing this population going forward, you might want to talk to a certified pest control management professional, because I know that there are fly traps that can be set in your area that would at least minimize the population and result in fewer flies getting themselves, I guess it's kind of like a suicide run, right against your house and splat, and they stay there and they stay in the siding. So if you have fewer bugs, you're going to get fewer bugs on the siding.
Blech. Yucky. Hope we can fix that problem for you because it's gross. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on? What are you thinking of tackling this lovely summer weekend? Whatever it is, we are standing by to lend a hand, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, you know, there was a time when it literally took a genius to make your home smarter, but with today's devices and apps, it's actually a lot easier and it's a lot less expensive to make your home safer, more convenient, energy efficient, and generally more enjoyable. So we're going to share some smart ideas to make your home smarter when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle Filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle Filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Today, our lives rely heavily on electricity, but when the power goes out, everything comes to a halt.
That's why Tom and I have Kohler generators backing up our homes and our studios. They turn on automatically the second we lose power, and they keep everything on like nothing ever happened.
Back up your power like we back up ours. Learn more at poweredbykohler.com. Order a 10 to 20 kilowatt unit before September 15th and get a free 7-year extended warranty. That's powered by Kohler, KOHLER.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? Whatever it is, we can lend a hand. And we've got lots of ways for you to get tons of home improvement advice. You know, you can get even more of The Money Pit when you follow The Money Pit podcast and get new episodes right to your podcast inbox every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, the summer, the fall, both great times to create a brand new deck at your house. And we're going to help some lucky listener do just that because we've got a great giveaway today, courtesy of Trex. Now, these guys just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's. I've been working with the Transcend Deck Kit. It is amazing, absolutely beautiful. And to celebrate, they've given us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. This deck kit includes all the materials you need to build a 12-by-16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, the Trex Spaceship, and the Trex Hideaway Hidden Fasteners. And by the way, I just put in my decking using these hidden fasteners for the first time, and I loved it. It maintains the perfect quarter-inch space between the boards. It made it really easy and quick to assemble, and they even come with a little tool that holds the fastener in place so you can drive it in quickly. And I was super impressed. So the way this kit works is basically you go to Lowe's, you choose the kit you want, and all the Trex products you need get dropped into your cart with one click. You can either have it delivered to your house or to the job site. The Trex Transcend Deck Kit is available exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com, and that $500 Lowe's gift card, we've got to go out to one lucky listener who reaches us with their home improvement question, with the emphasis on question. Yes, you've got to have a good home improvement question to qualify. We'll draw a name at random at the end of this week's show to award that Lowe's gift card to one listener. So make that you. Head on over to MoneyPit.com, click on the blue microphone button, and record your question.
Heading out to Wisconsin, Char's got a decorating question. Well, dilemma here. What's going on?
In our living room, kitchen, and hallway leading down to the bedrooms, we have laminate, which is a kind of a golden oak color. I don't know what to put in the bedrooms, which go into open up into the hallway. I want to put a brown because we don't want to put the same thing. We can't find it from the rest of it. And my husband wants to put gray. Can you tell us what would be best? We're going to do a vinyl.
All right, with that golden tone, whoa, I hate that golden tone. I'm so sorry to say it because I'm sure it's all over your house and you love it. But it's, to me, it's always a difficult challenge because the golden has like these weird warm tones, but then still some sort of like yellow hint to it. So trying to match something to it or coordinate with can be challenging. On one hand, I like the idea of a gray, but it's got to be the right gray. It has to be sort of in that same warmish family with maybe some brown undertones so that they won't clash but will kind of blend together. And it also depends if that golden tone of yours is on the warmer side or on the cooler side. I mean, you really have to get a sense of that color. I don't love the idea of the golden with a darker tone. I feel like there's nothing in that dark tone of wood flooring that kind of picks up any of that. That said, maybe it's not a wood look floor at all. Maybe it's a tile. Maybe it's a carpet. Maybe it's, you know, something different. But the golden is always challenging. What do you think, Tom?
I agree with you. I think that sometimes the golden gets really too bright, and it is hard to pull it down. And gray, I kind of like the gray idea, but only if it has those wood tones in it, those warm wood tones, is going to blend it. What you really have to do here is go to your flooring supplier. You can go to a store like LL Flooring and get some samples and lay them in there against that golden color that you love so much. And I think the answer will become apparent. Once you put enough samples in front of it, you'll get a real good feel for what the possibilities are. If you happen to have some of that existing golden flooring, even better yet, you can go to the store and hold your current floor against a bunch of different options. And that, you know, you said you wanted to go with vinyl. I think that's a great choice today. You have so many different extruded vinyl plank products, luxury vinyl plank products. They're just absolutely beautiful, super durable. And take a look at the Duravana, which is a type of stone hybrid, also 100% waterproof, super durable product, and very, very affordable that you'll find in LL Flooring. And I think once you find the one that has the right sort of connection with that golden floor that you have right now, you'll be all set, and you'll both be happy.
Well, it used to be that setting up a smart home device to dim your lights or adjust the thermostat seemed like you needed a NASA engineer to dial it all in for you. You know, when smart homes first became an option for mere earthlings, it definitely required a lot more time and effort and expense. You had to rewire, things had to be hooked up. But that's really not the case anymore. Today's wireless technology has made it so easy and affordable to install smart home devices that control everything. I mean, everything from temperature of the room, surveillance, entertainment, lighting, pretty much anything. You say the words and your house is doing it for you.
So if you're wondering what exactly constitutes a smart home, well, Juniper Research defines a smart building as a building that uses connectivity to enable economic use of resources while creating a safe and comfortable environment for occupants. And I think that's a great definition because smart homes are growing at a rate of about 150% per year, and that's exactly what they do for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. So if you guys are ready to make your home smarter, there are two ways to organize your smart home devices. Now, if you've only got one or two, you can use the software that's provided by that manufacturer to get started. But if you're going to go all in with several smart home devices, you're first going to need to hook up like a central hub device. And those are available through Amazon, Apple, even Google. And these basically act as a home base. And that allows you to manage a variety of smart home devices all under that one software program. Now, once you've got that all set up, you can use the personal assistant app on your phone to easily add whatever peripheral devices you want. You know, you can connect them wirelessly through Wi-Fi or Bluetooth to the hub, and you can easily create settings and schedules to sort of handle all of those multiple devices. Plus, with that single app, you can operate and monitor the devices whenever you want from pretty much wherever you are.
You know, the possibilities now are literally endless. So, for example, if you're concerned about safety and security, you can connect smoke detectors and door locks and motion sensors and video doorbells, cameras, all together into the system. Smart thermostats, that was probably my first smart home device, and I absolutely love it. Smart thermostats and lights, these can help you save on energy costs, and you can even make household chores a bit easier by programming kitchen appliances or outside sprinkler systems that automatically adjust to the weather. That's another thing I have set up, which is cool, because when we get a lot of rain, my sprinklers don't come on, and that really saves us a lot on our water bill.
Yeah, that's a really smart program. I mean, there really are tons of fun options that you can take advantage of, too. You can connect your smart TVs, the speakers, your media players, pretty much any electronic in the house. And if you need help staying organized or working more efficiently, you can schedule reminders, set alarms, plan calendars, create lists. You can get answers to questions in an instant. I find myself shouting out that magical lady's name sometime at work, and I'm like, hey, I can't say it because, you know, everything will start chiming around the studio, but we call her Allegra when we want to talk about her behind her back. We'll be like, Allegra, what's the such and such? And then at work when nobody answers me, I'm like, oh, right, we don't have a smart office. But it's awesome. You know, I'm able to drop in on the kids' rooms and be like, hey, dinner, instead of shouting. I mean, it's just made life so easy.
You know, it can get a little overwhelming with all the choices, but I think the easiest way to do this is just start with one or two that makes sense to you, get used to the idea, the concept, and then you kind of go from there. And I think, you know, once you kind of get the hook, you're just going to keep finding other ways to put smart home devices together to work for you, and that's going to make you a lot smarter in your house.
Heading out to Rhode Island, we've got Stuart on the line. What's going on in your money pit?
I've got about a 3,000 square foot home, and when I built the house, I put a hot water heater in the basement, just one hot water heater for the whole house. It's more to one side of the house than the other, so obviously I'm getting hot water pretty quickly on one end, on the other end it takes forever. I'm wondering how I can split that up. Should I install another regular hot water heater on the other side of the house? Right now I have an electric one on a timer. Or should I put in a tankless hot water heater? Or is there some other way to go to put in hot water on the other side of the house?
So, yeah, the problem you're describing is common. You have diagnosed it correctly. It's a matter of the time or the speed or the distance that water has to travel. And if you have the water heater in the middle of the house and your bathroom's on the end of the house, you got to wait for that hot water to make its way through the plumbing system before it starts to warm up. Now, the two options are, yes, you could put a second water heater nearer that half of the house, and that will shorten the distance, and the tankless is a good option for that. The other option, though, is to use a hot water recirculating system. Check out those by Watts, W-A-T-T-S. The Watts hot water recirculating system consists of a pump that basically will take that hot water line and rotate or circulate the water through it between the water heater and the fixture. And it does so on a timer. So, for example, if you're usually waiting for water for that first early morning shower, you can have the recirculator come on, a half hour before that and warm up the water so that when you turn the faucet on, it gets hot right away. And then go off after that, because you don't want it to run all the time for two reasons. Not only does the recirculating pump use electricity, but the water heater does as well. If it's electric or if it's gas, it's got to run more often to keep that water warm. So check out the hot water recirculating systems by Watts. I think that's a good solution in this particular situation.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the app today. Coming up, adding insulation is the single most cost-effective way that you can lower your energy bills and increase your comfort. We're going to share a new type of insulation that's just out that makes this job a lot easier, really, than ever, because it's literally as soft as cotton and really easy to handle, so stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Kids are back in school and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive knows that crowded parking lots can lead to fender benders, door dings, dents, and scratches. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers free estimates, works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this summer weekend? I know the summer is winding down. You got a couple more weeks, really just a couple more weeks. I'm so sorry. But fall is beautiful. We're going to do a lot of great projects. So whatever it is that you are working on, let us know so we can lend a hand. If you can dream it, you can build it, and we want to help. So follow along at the Money Pit Podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Make sure you're grabbing yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Sarah's on the line with a painting question. How can we help you?
So we had a roof fixed, and in the process, there was a leak, and they painted the ceiling inside, but it still has like a yellow tinge. We're just wondering how to fix that. Do you have any recommendations?
Oh, geez, I feel like every time there's a roof leak, you end up with like some strange discoloration. So first of all, roof leak is fixed, so that's good. Now, for painting, I mean, you've got to, once that leak is fixed and everything's dry in that ceiling, you've got to spot prime. Otherwise, if you just were to recover with a ceiling paint, that stain is going to kind of magically seep through and find its way through that paint color. So you have to make sure that you spot prime, or if you're up to it, prime the whole ceiling again. Let that dry well, and then paint it with a ceiling paint, and that'll do the trick. But you definitely have to make sure you prime it, otherwise you're just going to keep seeing it.
Hey, so Leslie, do you think it's possible to be really soft and yet strong at the same time?
What? Wait, are you talking about yourself?
No. I'm talking about insulation.
I was wondering.
Yeah, I think Owens Corning really nailed it with their new enhanced pink next-gen fiberglass insulation. Fall is around the corner, and this new product is really next-gen ready as we get our homes ready to stand up to the colder weather. Now, the reason I say that is because the pink next-gen fiberglass is made with advanced fiber technology, and that gives you improved comfort. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and a lot easier to install.
Yeah, and you know how when you're putting in the new insulation, you usually end up just squishing it in places that you really can't reach that well? Well, when you do that, the insulation doesn't work as well because you're sort of condensing everything. But with the new pink next-gen fiberglass insulation, this is designed to recover very quickly right out of the package. So you can slide it very easily into a wall cavity. It's going to fit snugly. In fact, it's going to work so well that the job gets done 23% faster than it would should you be using the old type of insulation.
Yeah, and now really is the time to take on this project before the expensive heating bills start to roll in. And when the attic gets to be at sort of comfortable temperature between summer and winter, and you can work up there. I mean, not only is this new pink next gen easier to work with, it insulates well. It's going to keep you comfortable, and it's going to absorb some noise, too.
And I feel like it might actually keep the kids' garage band maybe actually in the garage.
Yeah, and speaking of kids, the ingredients are safe. There's no formaldehyde, fire retardants, or harmful chemicals. So if you want to learn more about the new Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation, visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
All right, now we're going to chat with Jim, who's dealing with a problem with a cracked wall. What's the problem, Jim?
Problem with a brick wall behind my garage. Long back wall with a vertical crack that's 6 feet long, separating a quarter to 3/8 of an inch. And I need to know how to diagnose it or find out what's really going on behind that, whether to seal it or get a contractor.
Well, Jim, if you have a crack that's open 3/8 of an inch, that's a lot on a vertical crack. So we need to know, first of all, whether it's active or not. Active meaning is it still getting bigger, or is it just something that happened and sort of settled down? Why it happened? There could be lots of reasons. There could be debris in the soil that rotted away that often happens around garages where they leave construction debris that gets buried by soil. And when it deteriorates, the soil will sort of settle in and cause voids, and that causes some movement. Could be a drainage problem. I don't know. We got to know whether it's active or not. If it's not active, then it could be sealed just to keep water out. But if it is active, then you might need a structural repair. Unfortunately, while a lot of contractors will claim to have the expertise to do this, only a structural engineer can really give you the accurate advice that you need, especially when it's something severe. Of a severe nature like this now. So I would suggest that you hire a structural engineer to evaluate it, and based on that advice, make the repair or have a contractor make the repair so you know it's done right.
This is the Money Pit. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 to us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is your office space so small that it's maybe putting a cramp on your big ideas? Well, we've got some simple ideas to help you stay organized in a small space without cramping creativity when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com. Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deitch Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermofiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus in any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this almost end of summer weekend? What a bummer, you guys. But the fall is awesome home improvement season, so whatever you're doing, a renovation, a repair, a decorating project, post your question at moneypit.com/ask, and we will jump right in with an answer. All right, that web address is moneypit.com/ask, so don't hesitate, guys. We're standing by.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Whatever you are working on, guys, we love to lend you a hand, and we really have a fantastic prize up for grabs this hour. We've got the amazing, amazing new Trex Transcend deck kit at Lowe's. This is courtesy of Trex. They are giving us a $500 gift card to Lowe's, which will help you get started with a new decking project. Now, the Trex Transcend deck kit, it's a kit. It's got all of the materials that you need to build a 12 by 16 foot deck with Trex's top of the line Transcend decking, the Trex fascia, and the Trex hideaway hidden fasteners. So you're going to get a beautifully finished deck that has a wonderful sort of textured appearance. I mean, the wood grain is realistic. The colors are wonderful. There's one that kind of looks like very beachy and gray and worn, but it is super durable. It's going to last. It's low maintenance. It's super easy to work with. So, I mean, this is a fantastic prize. And even though the summer's almost over, you can get a ton of usage out of this deck all year round. And the best part is it's not going to require painting or staining or sanding or anything other than, like, you know, let me just wash it with some soapy water after the winter season. So definitely get in on this deal. It's available exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com. But that $500 gift card for the Trex Transcend decking kit is available to one lucky Money Pit listener. So call in now.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or head on over to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button to record your question. Well, more people than ever are working from home, but while work from home definitely has got its advantages, it can be challenging to stay organized and focused, especially if you don't have a dedicated office space and maybe you need to work in a small space or an area that serves multiple purposes, like the kitchen table, right?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's hard to get away from everybody. And if that's what you're dealing with, the key is to find ways to optimize the space that you do have. I mean, the first step, you've got to just clear out as much as possible. You know, this is a great opportunity. You can finally sort through all the things that you don't need anymore. Less stuff means fewer distractions, and then, of course, gives you some more space. Now, next, you've got to be strategic about when you set up your work area. If you don't have a separate room, you might just need a small desk and a file cabinet, or maybe some other small storage spot to hold some supplies. You know, if you've got a spare closet, maybe just move the clothes elsewhere and turn that into an office nook. You can do a tabletop, some shelving, and it's kind of your own quiet little spot. But if you do find yourself having to do your work at your kitchen table or maybe some other multi-purpose room at home, you know, we're sharing the space, it's kind of a lot of stuff going on, maybe use a rolling cart that has drawers or shelves, and that can be your spot for all your work supplies so that they're all kind of still in one spot, but they're not just spread out all over the dining table. And when you're done, they are all stored nicely and kind of out of sight, out of mind, which is great because it's there when you need it, but, you know, not when you don't. Now, another thing is to think about every piece of furniture in your home is taking up space. So don't forget to think about the space that you get vertically, you know, on the walls in the house. There's all kinds of things that you can mount to those walls that will help you stay organized. So, you know, think about new spots.
You know, and finally, let's talk about my pet peeve. That's the Zoom background.
Yes.
I think people just don't get this. You know, you got to make sure your camera's in line with your eyes. You want it to be a well-lit, lightly decorated background, nothing too crazy. Also, even your ceilings should be considered. I know you've seen this, Leslie. How many times are you talking to somebody and they've got a paddle fan on the ceiling, the computer's on their desktop, and you get this upshot of the face with the paddle spinning above it that looks like one of those hats with a little propeller on it. You think it's going to take off and fly off somewhere. So watch that kind of a shot. And also, don't have your Zoom background be a window, because otherwise we're just going to see like a dark shadow of your former self. You know, it's going to be like Darth Vader there in the shot, because the light's going to compete. It's just not going to work. And of course, be careful about what's happening with the family behind you. You know, you don't want to be, you know, having your door open.
Don't take it into the bathroom.
Yeah, right, in between, like, the bathroom and the hall, so people are just wandering back and forth.
Let's just be considerate of everyone.
I always laugh at the, you know, early on in the pandemic when there was that, you know, Zoom trial held somewhere and the attorney turned himself into the cat. And he was like, I'm not a cat. I'm not a cat. I still laugh about that. We've come so far in this virtual meeting
we
technology,
have. Yep.
But that still just makes me giggle.
Margaret, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'd like to know what I can do about my popcorn ceilings. They're getting dirty. They're 20 years old.
Well, there's a couple of solutions. Do you like them and want to keep them, or you just want them to not look so dingy?
I would not like to keep them no more.
All right. Well, generally with popcorn ceiling, if it's truly a popcorn ceiling and not like a texturized stucco, what you can do to remove it is you can get, like, you know, one of those garden sprayers or, like, you know, those light-duty paint sprayers. Put water in it, and you spray the ceiling to sort of saturate the popcorn. And then you take a wide spackle blade, like a as wide as the one you can find, and you sort of gently start peeling away at the popcorn ceiling, at the popcorn texture, I should say, from the ceiling. And that generally does a pretty good job, because if you've ever tried to paint it, if you don't have the right roller, when it gets wet, it starts to peel away from the ceiling. So by getting it wet, you're being able to remove it. You just want to make sure with your blade or your scraper that you're not digging into the drywall below it, because keep in mind, whatever's left underneath there is what you're going to paint and then see.
Okay. How do I go about cleaning if I decide to go ahead and keep this?
Well, you wouldn't clean it. You would paint over it.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. There's actually a special roller for that. It's like a slitted roller. It's a very thick roller that's got slits in it. And it's designed to squeeze the paint into that popcorn area. And that's exactly what I would do with it. I would paint it. It's going to look a lot better than cleaning it. You just can't clean that stuff. There's nothing cleanable about a popcorn ceiling. You got to paint over it. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Still ahead, are you wondering if your kitchen is an addition or part of the original footprint of your house? Well, whether you own an old home or you're thinking about buying one, they're easier to navigate and improve when you know their history. We're going to tell you how to track it down when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, it's time for the Iron Soldier Ride again. I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. The Iron Soldier Ride is Sunday, October 2nd. This tradition, started by Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo, is proudly carried on by California Custom Trailers, Power Sports, and Marine on Twin View Boulevard in Reading. To be a sponsor of this fun event, call 530-275-7300. Riders, registration is in the store only. All motorcycles are welcome. $40 registration in advance. 45 day of, you get t-shirt guaranteed on the day of the event, plus scenic ride, swag, lunch, games, and prizes. Register in person today. Learn more about the registration or sponsorship at 530-275-7300. All proceeds provide holiday meals for military families and post 9/11 veterans in need, as well as care packages for our troops. Sign up today at California Custom, 1936 Twin View Boulevard. Call today, 530-275-7300.
For details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you got a home improvement question? Maybe you don't know where to turn for answers? Well, come on. You turn to us, of course. Team Money Pit here can help you save some money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that, you know, slow you down on the road to your dream house. We want to get you there, guys, so let us know how we can help you. You can also follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Jumping into our emails, we've got one here from Barsky who writes, I bought a house that was built in 1958, and I'd like to make sure that the outside, kitchen, bath, and garage outlets have GFCIs. Do I need to add these individually, or can I just add them once at the main electrical panel? Well, that's interesting, because I always think of them, you know, individually at the outlet point, but is there something else that sort of controls more of the house?
Actually, you can do both. It depends on what else is on the circuit, but if it turns out that the outlets you want to cover and pretty much nothing else is on a circuit, you can actually install a ground fault circuit breaker at the breaker panel itself. Or the other option is you could put it at the individual outlet. And by the way, at the individual outlet, it might cover, you can wire it so it covers that outlet and anything that follows would have the same ground fault protection.
All right, that's good to know. Good luck with that, Barsky.
Well, if you own an older home or you're thinking about buying one, sometimes you wish the walls could talk so you could find out everything it's been through. But that is actually not necessary. Leslie will share some tricks of the trade to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, and I mean, you don't want your walls telling all your secrets to everybody anyway. So we've got other ways that you can figure this stuff out. Now, you know, it's very helpful because if you know when that home was built and sort of like a, you know, a close age range to when that possible construction date would be, that really sort of sets you up for what could be going on, what similar problems, you know, different things that could be happening with a home of that time frame. So you can go track down some public records. They're going to hold the key about information to your house. If you can research them, it really is a good idea if you're the prospective owner of a home and you want to know what changes have taken place over the years before you buy it. So go ahead and visit that local building department, the tax assessor, or even the registrar of deeds office to find deeds, maps, plot plans, building permits. Each of those pieces of information could fill in a lot about that home's history. Now, the insurance companies, they use maps that have been around, you know, probably since the mid-1800s. And that's really a great way to find out about more about your home. They're used to catalog buildings in the area, and they give excellent descriptions of size, layout, materials that were used in the construction. So there's lots of great ways that you can find out and really, you know, go far back into the time period, depending on when your house was built. Now, if you look around the house and you're starting to notice different sort of construction methods, like maybe you see knob and tube wiring or steel plumbing pipes, because those were very common from, you know, the early 1900s to 1940. But if you see small fuse type electrical systems and plaster lath walls, that puts you in that time period of 1940 to 1960. So you can kind of look around and see how that house is built, see what materials are in it, and then maybe do some searches to be like, oh, I'm noticing this type of plumbing, and sort of figure out where that dates you. And finally, you know, speaking of plumbing, take a good look, because
because if that plumbing fixture is original, that date is going to be stamped on it, like a toilet or a sink. And that can give you an excellent idea of when that was put in. So it could be original to an addition or a renovation, but it could also be original to the home. So lots of cool ways to figure out sort of, you know, your homeownership detective badge there, guys, and really figure out what's going on, because it'll make you a better homeowner and it'll definitely help you prepare for what could come down the road.
Well, coming up on the next Money Pit, if you love your outdoor spaces and you want to keep dining and entertaining there from spring through fall, a patio heater comes in handy. We'll review the options on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a Money Pit. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Labor Day is the traditional start to the fall political campaign season. In Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Saturday night, former President Trump was campaigning for Republicans, but also sounded a bit like a candidate himself.
But we have no choice in 2022 and 2024. We have to smash the grip of this vile and vindictive political class. We have to clean house in Washington, D.C., and we have to restore government for the people.
And the crowd thoroughly loved it.
Local Democrat DAs, county prosecutors, congressional committees or federal agencies, the radical Democrats are engaging in a desperate attempt to keep me from returning to the White House, where they know I will clean this mess up again.
A fuel leak caused cancellation of NASA's second attempt to launch a moon rocket on Saturday. Here's
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who was an astronaut, says calling off the Artemis 1 launch for the second time in a week is all part of the space program. Be ready for the scrubs.
We'll go when it's ready. We don't go until then, and especially now on a test flight.
The $4.1 billion mission is to send the capsule with test dummies atop the rocket around the moon, pushing it to the limit.
And make sure it's right before we put four humans up on the top of it.
The last moonwalk, 50 years ago. I'm Julie Walker.
The $4.1 billion test flight, the first step in NASA's Artemis program of renewed lunar exploration. You can always check out the latest news, read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The last group of beagles from a Virginia breeder have been removed.
The Humane Society of the United States says it has removed the last group of beagles from a troubled breeding facility in Virginia. The facility planned to sell the dogs to animal testing labs, but it was cited by federal officials for violating the Animal Welfare Act. Officials say hundreds of dogs were found to be in acute distress. Nearly 4,000 dogs were removed and taken to shelters and other rescue sites that are finding them homes. The Humane Society says an average of 60,000 dogs just like the beagles are still being used in laboratories each year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say at least 9 migrants have been found dead in the Rio Grande after dozens of people attempted a hazardous crossing near Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection say 37 other illegal aliens were rescued, from the river. More breaking news at townhall.com. This might be a good time to keep a close eye on your stock portfolio.
Here we are, the worst month of the year for Wall Street. The average September has been 10 times worse than the second worst month of the year for the stock market, going back to 1950. Not only that, September has been the only month of the year over that span to turn in a loss more often than a gain. Stretch that horizon even further, back to 1928, and September is still the most common stinker. There's no clear reason explaining why September has been a bad month for stocks. Jason Walker reporting.
Cleveland-based Key Bank says it's been hacked. Hackers stole personal data, including social security numbers, addresses, and account numbers of an unspecified number of its home mortgage customers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan.
I was lucky enough, I'm blessed that you guys have an outstanding radio show, and you are a fair gentleman.
Your radio show, you guys are top of the business, man, because you guys are fair and balanced.
Giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
And I just want to thank you for being cheerful and, you know, making me laugh every day. Love your show. Love you.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669. This hour, we're going to be joined by Ned Ryan and bottom of the hour, Jonathan Turley. Ned Ryan, I'm going to get the political side. Jonathan Turley, the legal side. When it comes to the president, what he's looking at in Mar-a-Lago and the chances of where that story's heading, as well as everything else. I hear the January 6th hearings are coming up. Again, they go back. They're going to keep going back to that right up until Election Day, maybe even on Election Day, because they keep getting new revelations about Cassie Hutchinson and other people that don't know exactly what happened, but know it was bad. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The reading scores are back to where they were 30 years ago. This is really a disaster. So the kids can't read. Reading and math predict whether you're going to stay in school, whether you're going to have success.
Huge learning loss for this generation of school-age kids thanks to a lockdown fervor during the pandemic, much of which could have been prevented, and the money set aside to catch these students up is wasting away. We'll explain as the CDC set the demand we take another booster shot. Problem? They barely tested it. And we don't need it.
Number two. You heard today from the hearing that the judge really pounded away on the government's lawyers because she kept saying, what's the harm? What's the harm from a special master? And you're right. I think a special master is a neutral referee who's supervising the process.
Tom Dupree weighing in. I've said this all along. The judge might approve a ref, i.e. special master, to examine what was taken from Mar-a-Lago and why. What the judge said and where this debacle is at as President Trump heads to the stump Saturday night for his first time since the raid.
Number one.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Yeah, here we go again. Nice unifying speech. Purely unpresidential. That's how I label the Biden bile-belching address in Philadelphia last night. Division was the intent. Trump voters were the target. Supporters, of course, will be the Trump supporters also the target. Will it be effective in limiting the red wave in 65 days? Sadly, maybe it is working. Maybe it's the abortion ruling. I'm not sure. But the Wall Street Journal did a poll, and they asked people when it comes to what are you going to vote on? The generic poll is not good for Republicans. Despite more than two-thirds of the American people saying the country is heading in the wrong direction, they found, did the Wall Street Journal, that 47% of registered voters would support a Democratic candidate for Congress and 44% would support a Republican. 9% said they were unsure. The same poll showed Republicans 46-41 in March. 13% were unsure. Now, look, I'm not big into polling. You're not big into polling. I don't think anybody should be married to it. We're all upset. It's so off that people think elections are stolen or manipulated. And I think that plays into it. But the president's speech last night was ridiculous. They wanted to give him a red, white, and blue background at Independence Hall, right? And what they did is got all red. So he really looked like he was coming to you from Hades or from Lenin's lair. Talking about MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans, Make America Great Again is something Republicans signed on for. Nobody signed up for January 6th. Nobody loves the way the president acted after the election, very few. But it has nothing to do with the agenda he ran on, the one he got elected on, the one he implemented, despite a phony Russian hoax. I could not believe how wrong this tone felt. Cut to.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. There's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Look, if I had his report card, I would look like to change. I would want to change the focus. I wouldn't want to talk about the border, dereliction of duty. He busted it. I wouldn't talk about the Iranian deal that's even got Democrats upset because it's a top secret deal with a terroristic nation that might allow their sanctions to be lifted, billions of dollars to flow into their coffers, which will go right into terrorism and ballistic missile technology. I wouldn't want to talk about Afghanistan, the biggest debacle in American military history, authored by President Biden. I wouldn't want to talk about the weakness that he's shown overseas with China, taken full advantage of by the Chinese, by the Russians, by the Iranians. I wouldn't want to talk about that. I wouldn't want to talk about locking down a country way too long for a vaccine they said would do way too much. For boosters, they called the people when they pushed it up and said no way. They were fired from the military on down. And a kowtowing to the teachers' unions. I wouldn't want to talk about inflation. I wouldn't want to talk about a rescue plan that even Treasury experts who work for President Obama, almost all of them said, is a train wreck, will it inflate inflation, which it did. Kevin McCarthy got out in front of this. He had a so-called a pre-buttle before the speech. Cut 11.
Citizens are forced to make agonizing choices every single day just to pay the bills. You know, more than 20 million American households, that's about one in every six families have fallen behind on the utility bills. The amount they owe has doubled since the beginning of the pandemic, and winter is coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's the economic news. That's a little grim. I mean, obviously, he's not trying to win over votes. He's trying to paint the picture of what he wants people voting on. How did he do? How did he do? Now he's mentioning Donald Trump's name every other day. If for the long time, longest time, he says my predecessor, the other guy, and now he's changed. Let me ask him, you want to rally your base at what cost? You use the Marines in the backdrop of Independence Hall to give a partisan speech. The only thing missing was a balloon drop at the end. Kellyanne Conway on what she thought. Knows a lot about messaging. Cut 15.
The first rule of politics is if you want to engage people, you don't enrage people. Mm-hmm. We don't insult people. We inspire people. And we all try to do that. And a president, particularly one who ran affirmatively on that platform, mm-hmm. must do that. One last thing. I want everybody to know that 234 of the 589 days Joe Biden has been in office, 234, he has either been on vacation or in some other leisure pursuit that had nothing to do with his job. Ladies and gentlemen, when he does show up, he's no show Joe.
That's a terrible stat. And it's unbelievable that he ran for president three times, been in Congress since the 70s, first ran in the 80s. Failed the year Barack Obama ran, got the nomination, and ultimately the presidency. His campaign blew up literally the first day. Literally the first day when he called Barack Obama a clean guy who, I think his first interview was with Letterman. But he was also mocked by Johnny Carson. He was a joke. Now that he gets the job, all he does is bike in Delaware. Some people liked it. Democrats loved it. I'm not sure all of them did, cut seven, but here's what some said. We'll start with CNN and MSNBC to give the instant analysis from the postgame show.
That speech was Joe Biden. That speech was exactly why President Biden ran for president in the first place.
He almost seemed to sort of be reclaiming patriotism. What was more pro-USA than this speech? And I think this is exactly what Democratic voters wanted to hear.
This is like 1860. This is like 1940. You know, you have to talk about the large issue in the room. And just as Lincoln gave the House divided speech, just as Roosevelt gave a speech on the State of the Union about the four freedoms, here is the time when President Biden has chosen.
Unbelievable. It's amazing that you talk about two Americas. I mean, what channel is she watching? He yelled himself through the speech. I'd play some cuts of it, but it's such a turnoff. I'll save it for a little bit later. The other thing that's happened because of the president's policies and kowtowing to the unions and the slow pace in which he actually opened up the schools, he had no interest in taking them to task. In fact, he was spent most of his time trying to squelch and shut up parents who were speaking up at school board meetings because they go listening to the curriculum on Zoom and said, are you kidding me? Is this what my kids are learning? So during the pandemic times, as it began to become clear that you'd have to keep people 6 feet apart, you could open up those classrooms, and they did. Then they said, we need some money. They passed another spending bill, $350 billion, and you wonder, where's that money? Should it go to an annex like the Huntington Learning Center? Kids, you're going to have to work harder. When you're done at 3 o'clock, I think 3 days a week, you got to put extra help in. Well, how do you do that if you're short on teachers? I'm thinking to myself, why not do a Huntington Learning Center? How many other learning centers are out there that might be able to, and other teachers want to make extra money, to help kids out? They've lost 5% in math and 7% in reading capability over the last 18 months. So put some of that money. So where is the money? Well, it turns out only 12% of the money earmarked for elementary and secondary schools for learning, for catching kids up, has been spent. Only about $70 billion of the $350 billion allocated for state and local governments has been spent. Just over $100 billion of the money was actually contractually committed to be spent. Why? Because these states have acted irresponsible when they got the money. There was no mandate. There was no penalty. So they took their time spending it. And some of the things they spent it on, from vape detectors to police vehicles to restorative justice to green cost share programming, mind-bogglingly irresponsible. When we come back, Ned Ryan puts in perspective. Am I overstating the negativity of that speech? He will put it in perspective, founder and CEO of American Majority. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code UP for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code UP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code UP for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dedicated volunteer who spends 12 hours a week commuting to work makes today's Dean's List. David Flucker is 100 years young and has been working at the St. Columbus Hospice Shop in Edinburgh, Scotland. He spends 4 hours a day traveling to and from the shop regardless of the weather. David was diagnosed with prostate cancer and spent 2 weeks getting cared for there. He says he just wants to pay it forward for the kindness, and it's a wonderful feeling to be doing something good. It takes David 2 buses and a 20-minute walk to get to his job, and he works 3 days a week. The grandfather of 7 says they get a lot of donations to the hospice, and he's happy to check them out. He mentions loads of toys, books, and puzzles, and David wants to make sure they're all in working order before he gives them out. His favorite part of the job is when people come in to chat with him. David Flucker, you're amazing, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the State of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
The Sam did it for me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Help. Iron Chef America Season 4 winner James Kelly in March became the first double lung transplant recipient at Mount Sinai Health System in New York City. The 58-year-old telling Fox News, "You would never know it if you see or speak to me. I don't even feel like I had a major surgery." Kelly had emphysema and silicosis, a long-term disease caused by breathing in large amounts of crystalline silica dust. He believes it was from exposure at the World Trade Center. He volunteered to feed first responders after the 9/11 attacks. Kelly found out that he was going to get the procedure at 1 o'clock in the morning one night this past winter. Fox News obtained a pre-surgical interview Kelly conducted in which he said, quote, "To think that someone, the last thing they want to do before they leave is to pass on life to someone else. Thinking of someone else's, I couldn't find the words for it. It's tremendous. It leaves me speechless." For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Let's step back to where we were not too long ago when this president walked into this administration, how mismanaged the pandemic, the response to the pandemic was, how 47% of schools were in less than 6 months, our schools went from 46% to open, to nearly all of them being open to full time. That was the work of this president.
Do you unbelievable that she would actually say that out loud, the press secretary trying to say the it was President Trump's fault the schools weren't open? Ned Ryan, founder and CEO of American Majority and former speechwriter for Bush 43. Ned, what's your take on that spin?
I mean, my first reaction was that, was to laugh. I can't believe the bald-faced lies. They're not even trying to tell the truth. Of course, Trump wanted – I would remind people, and in April of 2020 – Trump wanted to reopen all of the society after 2 weeks and said, hey, let's hit a pause, let's reopen. Trump and the Republicans wanted to make sure all of the schools, everything went back to normal as soon as possible, as soon as we got a grip on what COVID was all about. And the ones fighting it, the ones making sure the schools were shut, were the teachers' unions and their Democratic allies. And now the fact that they are trying to place the blame on Trump for what they overtly and adamantly did – I guess I shouldn't be shocked, Brian, but I am kind of shocked at the bald-faced lying that is coming out of the White House.
Yeah, how about this? How about the fact that the teachers' unions basically pressured the administration and the CDC to say it's not safe, and the 6 feet apart was from 1918. It prevented any kids to go back to school because 6 feet apart, you can't fill up a classroom.
Yeah, no, everything along the way was used to manipulate and get what they wanted, which was keep the schools shut down. I mean, when you the thing, Brian, I think we're going to look back in a few years. I'm even looking back right now going, I can't believe this complete idiocy gripped the entire nation. 6 feet apart, wear masks that are ineffective, all of these crazy things, lock down the entire economy. I mean, some of this stuff is just absolutely insane that we did it, and the damage that we have caused not only to the economy but to our kids. I mean, the fact that we've put them months and months, if not years, behind in their education, their reading, their basic skills – it's pretty shocking, again, when you realize what COVID was really about. It was not the Black Death. It was not the Black Plague. You know, we had to take it seriously on some levels, but it was not what it was originally thought to be. And the damage we have done, we're still working through, and I think we'll still be working through it years from now.
Yeah, how about this? The money that was put aside for that schools and that ridiculous rescue plan that rocketed inflation, they put $350 billion, $70 billion of it's been spent. To New York City, they spent $4.9 million for a no-stopping New York ad campaign. Montgomery, Alabama, they did vape detectors to prevent close contacts and sharing of paraphernalia. They did a big education campaign that cost millions. New York City Public Schools also budgeted $12 million of the rescue plan to expand restorative justice programs. Minneapolis did green cost-sharing programs. So, and a lot of it is just flat-out unspent. Seattle spent money to upgrade over 25 miles of neighborhood greenways. Are you kidding?
What does this have to do with the children's education?
Nothing.
I mean, there's two points to be made here. One, Brian, first of all, I think it's becoming pretty obvious that our public education system that we, the taxpayers, are funding, they're more indoctrination centers, right? They're not centers for learning, for actually learning basic math and reading skills, all of those things. They're indoctrination centers in which the teachers union and their leftists are wanting to basically do massive social experiments to create what they want, not actually for the betterment of children. But I think, I hope, that more and more people are realizing the teachers' unions are actually your enemy. If you want your children to succeed, if you want them to have the best opportunities in life, the teachers' unions, as they exist currently, need to cease to exist.
I hear you. I want you to get a little taste of the president's speech the other night. It was magical. Here's a little of it, blaming a certain group. Cut four.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
Right. The first portion was the Supreme Court, the MAGA Supreme Court. Would you have written a speech like this?
Well, I would have. I probably would have written it in German. I think it sounded much better in the original German, Brian. I mean, it was from the setting to the words to the tone. God, it was a loathsome, sinister speech. I mean, to put a fine point on it, the entire speech, the Biden regime, not administration, regime made it very clear last night that it views its domestic political opponents as enemies of the state. And when Biden talks about the extreme MAGA agenda, I mean, really what that's about is we want secure borders. We want to reduce inflation. We want better economic growth for this country. We want to lower taxes. We want to protect the nuclear family. We want domestic energy production for energy independence. We want to uphold the Constitution as the founders originally intended. It's about Americanism. That's what Biden and his regime view as extreme. And I think if the American people can have the ability to fully understand what he is proposing and what the America First people are proposing, the America First people want America to succeed. We want all of the American people to succeed on all fronts. And for Biden to say that in that setting and use that tone, unbelievable.
I hear you. Ned, I was beyond words when I was done with that 24-minute scream fest. Ned, thanks so much. Always enjoy your perspective.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, when we come back, Jonathan Turley on The Raid, the special master, and so much more. So glad you listened to the Brian Kilmeade Show on this special Labor Day. I know you might be getting an extra day off, but thanks so much for making this a things to listen to list.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
You about ready for school, son?
That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, it's time for the Iron Soldier Ride again. I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. The Iron Soldier Ride is Sunday, October 2nd. This tradition, started by Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, is proudly carried on by California Custom Trailers, Power Sports, and Marine on Twin View Boulevard in Redding. To be a sponsor of this fun event, call 530-275-7300. Riders, registration is in the store only. All motorcycles are welcome. $40 registration in advance. 45 day of, you get t-shirt guaranteed on the day of the event, plus scenic ride, swag, lunch, games, and prizes. Register in person today. Learn more about the registration or sponsorship at 530-275-7300. All proceeds provide holiday meals for military families and post 9/11 veterans in need, as well as care packages for our troops. Sign up today at California Custom, 1936 Twin View Boulevard. Call today, 530-275-7300.
I'm familiar. Lauren Green, Fox News.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You heard today from the hearing that the judge really pounded away on the government's lawyers because she kept saying, what's the harm? What's the harm from a special master? And you're right. I think a special master, it's a neutral referee. It might slow the process down slightly, but at the end of the day, I think it would give people a lot of comfort that there's an independent, neutral, third-party referee who's supervising the process and making sure that any privileged documents are properly secured.
Yeah, the FBI, DOJ do not like when you question them. I think we're getting that drift. Now, when the former administration pushed back, when the president pushed back, and I'm sure he will Saturday night, they're not going to like that. And then when you ask for the affidavit, they said no. The judge says yes. You give us a redaction last week, and then we get a 36-page explanation on why we don't need a special master, try to point out how egregious this situation is with the former president of the United States and the paperwork he brought back. And the judge they're talking about is Eileen Cannon, at which time she said, basically, why wouldn't you want a ref? Unless, of course, you want to be in control of the outcome. I got to get Jonathan Turley's take on this, law professor at George Washington University. Jonathan, what's your take on the stance so far of Judge Cannon?
Well, she was asking the right questions, the rather obvious ones. You know, the position laid out by the Department of Justice, the legal positions, in my view, were just transparently absurd. I mean, the argument that the appointment of a special master would violate national security or threaten national security is ridiculous. I mean, the special masters are appointed all the time. Some have clearances. Attorneys like myself are often cleared in national security cases. I long had a TSSCI clearance so I could look at this type of evidence. So what the government was saying in those papers was just absurd. And I'm surprised if that Attorney General Garland would sign off on a filing like that if he read it. Because, you know, he's a former judge. He knows these arguments are absurd. And so she pushed back, and she kept on asking that question. And by the way, not only is a special master completely protective of national security, but these documents are entirely in the control of the Department of Justice. So they will be reviewed in a SCIF, in a secure location.
So a couple of things. I mean, it's not necessary that the former president's going to be happy with what the special master says. They might say, yeah, there's X, Y, and Z there, and there's super secret documents there. And by the way, here are your socks, and here are your loafers. So they do understand this. They said, we already separated some of these boxes. There was 520 pages, 64 sets of documents that the Justice Department said the filter team came up with through the review that belonged to President Trump through attorney-client privilege. Why can't you just accept our review, they say, with the filter team, they say. Fundamentally, I know it's sad to say, but your filter, your team, that filter team is your team. So what are they going to come up with to make me feel secure that you're working on my interests too? Am I thinking along the right lines, Jonathan?
No, these are some of the concerns I think that are motivating the questions from the judge. First of all, the DOJ taint teams are not inviolate. They have routinely been criticized for failing to be protective or sensitive, particularly for classified, for privileged material. But the other weird thing is the government keeps on saying, look, we don't have to do this because we don't have to give anything back because these are ours. Well, that's the point. You just said that you likely collected attorney-client material. That's not yours. You know, the point of the special master is to separate out these documents so we know what we're dealing with, so the judge, more importantly, knows what she's dealing with. But even on stuff that is outside the intent of the warrant, the scope of the warrant, the Department of Justice actually said, we won't give that back either, because they said that's evidence that he mixed classified material with unclassified material. Well, once again, that's absurd. I mean, you have a record of what was in the boxes. You don't have to keep it. You know, when you go into a crime scene and it's filled with furniture, you don't take all the furniture. You just take a picture of the crime scene. You document what was in the room. So it's these arguments that just leave you baffled that anyone would actually file that in a court of law.
But, you know, Jonathan, you know what reminds me of? It's almost as if, from my perspective, I know you live this stuff every day. How dare you question me? It's one of those things. You know, I'm the parent here. How dare you question me? You're 6 years old. You're 8 years old. I know what's right. Well, my way or the highway. And they're just not used to this type of pushback. Do you think, from what you know now, do you think they are surprised that it got to this, that their raid was looked at as a raid, that the blowback was as intense? Do you think they are surprised by the level of this?
I think that they're surprised that it has gotten to a federal court to as a possible check on their authority. I mean, what's interesting in terms of the situation as judges in is that not only are the statements made in this filing, in my view, make no sense at all, but this is coming after they claimed that no redacted affidavit could ever be released, or at least not before any charges, because it would damage national security. Not one sentence. And then the court forced them to do it, and they released a lot of information. They had a lot of redactions, but they confirmed a lot of points. There was no danger to national security. Read that material. So they were exaggerated. And now they're making the same arguments with the special master. But in the filing, there's a footnote, which is incredibly telling. So they say, no, you can't appoint a special master because it would endanger national security. And then they drop a footnote that says, but we may. release more information if we feel extraordinary circumstances justify them. You're like, what? I mean, that sounds a lot like, we'll give you some more information if you just don't appoint a special master.
Yeah. So what did Trump, from right now, from what you see, what moves did his legal team make that you question?
Well, look, they did make a mistake by not filing this motion the day after the raid. Also, having this material Mar-a-Lago was a mistake. I don't care if it was, if he believed it was declassified or not. There's a reasonable argument that this might not have been declassified. But more importantly, the government considers this to be classified at the highest level. I think that you should yield to those views. Mar-a-Lago is not equipped to hold highly sensitive material at the TSSCI level. When I deal with that material in the case, I've got to go in a skiff. I can't bring in my phone, a computer. Yeah. I can't bring in anything. So I think that was a mistake.
No question. Why make your life more difficult, especially if you know you've been a target? The January 6th investigation's happening, and it's not like the president was in a rush to open up a library. And it's not somebody, remember, he was always looking at these briefings as something that should be told to him. He didn't want to read it. Then they knocked it down to one page. That's just not the way he operates. The other thing about the president, which I know and it's been confirmed, which I've seen, is he doesn't like any clutter. His desks are always wide open. So it's one thing he was always working on. So for him to be a hoarder and to want all this stuff is odd. But when I see the video of what seemed to be 20-somethings just with file boxes and suits casually bringing it in the broad daylight onto Marine One or stacking them up outside, it's hard to imagine that's the way crimes happen. I am looking to do something so diabolical, I'm going to get some guys who, in their last day in office, will just pack up file boxes together and stack them up and wait outside for a government helicopter. It just doesn't seem sneaky. It doesn't seem diabolical. How do you try to do something evil that way?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why the Department of Justice seems to be moving its chips over to the obstruction table. Because with obstruction, you don't have to prove that these were classified documents. You have to prove that your effort to investigate classified documents was obstructed. And in their filing, you know, they say agents believe that they saw obstructive conduct in this history. Now, as a criminal defense attorney, I got to tell you that type of statement always worries me, because you're worried that they are committing themselves to a path. It's sort of hard to get them to walk back from a statement like that. And what may be motivating this is they know they could try this case in D.C., which is a nightmare jury for Donald Trump. But I still think that there's a lot of real estate between here and a conviction, and more importantly, to upholding a conviction. This is not going to be a lead pipe cinch of a case.
Understood. When you're investigating Anthony Weiner like the FBI was doing, they stumbled on Uma Abedin's laptop. I guess she was using it. They get Hillary Clinton's emails. It gets to Comey, and he opens up an investigation. When I get to, can I make the same parallel to, well, I went in there because he had documents that didn't belong to him, and it turns out a lot of these documents, some of these documents, helped the January 6th investigation. Can I hand them over to Adam Kinzinger and company?
Well, I think that one of the things we can learn from a special master is sort of the division of these cases. What are we talking about here? I mean, for example, the Department of Justice says there were three classified documents in the president's desk. Well, what was the classification? I mean, that doesn't tell you what the documents are. A classification can be a confidential classification. That's something we put on phone books in government cases. So we can learn more from the special counsel on this. But also, the reference to these other cases is going to be key. Merrick Garland has a responsibility to treat like cases alike. And there are legitimate issues raised with regard to Clinton's emails. I mean, those contain top secret material on a less secure location in digital form. Also, Clinton's people did not cooperate with investigators. The State Department had a heck of a time trying to get them to hand over computers. They sat on actual laptops containing this information until they could negotiate further. Went on for months. And so it's a very similar pattern, but you didn't see a raid. You didn't see any real serious move towards prosecution. Ultimately, you had the Comey press conference. So they're going to have to, if they're going to go to prosecute Donald Trump, offer some explanation. And that may be why they're looking at obstruction, because they know that there is a glaring contradiction with Clinton if they go after the retention of classified material.
So the Clintons bleaching part of that hard drive, smashing other parts of it, being interviewed on a sleepy Saturday with their attorney, who's also a witness, played into this. And they also did confirm that a foreign entity had breached into those digital documents. So that was also concluded. But even forget about whataboutism, I'm just wondering if they did walk out with something and one of the forms said January 6th outline to blitz the Capitol, can they turn it over to the January 6th group?
That's a good question, because, first of all, if the material is classified, it could find its way through one of the intelligence committees like Adam Schiff's committee. They can use the argument that we need to see the damage assessment and the documents. But also, Merrick Garland is also looking into January 6th. So they most certainly could get that material over to other prosecutors for the January 6th investigation, which apparently is still sort of limping along on the DOJ side.
Got it. Jonathan, with no Georgia cases, we didn't even talk about Georgia and where that's going. Thanks so much, John. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
Thanks, you too.
We should pay him time and a half, as much as he's been on television and radio. When we come back, your turn. What are you doing this weekend? 1-866-408-7669. Are you somebody looking at their bills and saying, I'm changing my plans? Were you someone saying, the heck with that, I've been in for 2 years, finally got a public setting I want to go to, I'm going anyway. Don't forget One Nation. I'd examine these things from the consumer level and the macro level about the country, how we're affected by what's going on One Nation, 8 o'clock on Saturday, right here on Fox News Channel. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code UP for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code UP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code UP for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
If you want to pay off high-interest debt faster, it's time to refinance with American Financing, America's home for home loans. Get a free mortgage review and learn about custom loans that can save you up to $1,000 a month. If you start soon, you may close in as fast as 10 days. Call 866-886-2026. That's 866-886-2026. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334 and NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman from the Bronx offering hope for the homeless makes today's Dean's List. Sobera Almonte's passion for cooking is helping others. She cooks with her husband Sherman once a week to feed the less fortunate from her own home kitchen. Sobera says 27 years ago, she was pregnant and living on the streets. She slept on benches and looked for food in garbage cans. After finding a shelter to get help, she met her husband Sherman, and they've been together for 25 years. After four kids and trying to get her college degree, she's also making it a priority to never forget those in need. She says putting a smile on someone else's face makes her day. Small acts of kindness can come as a meal, and there will always be others to help you. You just have to have the opportunity to do it. Thank you, Sobera, for all that you do. The main ingredient for your food sounds like love. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Jenny Slate. Slate co-created and voices Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. The new movie is based on a series of viral YouTube videos turned book series.
What is it like to see this little creation of yours now have his big screen moment?
It's a pretty dreamy time for sure. Marcel is so precious to those of us that made the film, and to see him be received in such a friendly way, it's just really nice. It feels like an example of goodness.
The Little Shell's big self-confidence is part of a range of emotions Slate wanted for audiences of all ages.
I think a lot of times children are just offered what adults think will be the easiest to throw at them, you know, something like super duper duper cute or something really, really, really loud. And I think we have that in our movie, all of those things. But I also know that as a person, I've always needed proof that I am allowed to connect to a broad spectrum of emotions.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
You know, when you ask me about the mega agenda, especially as it relates to Congress, as it relates to elected officials, it is one of the most extreme agendas that we have seen. And it is a part of the, it is the extreme part of the Republican Party. And we're talking about they want nationwide ban on abortions. They want to give tax cut to billionaires and corporations while raising taxes on middle class Americans.
It's totally wrong. I mean, and nobody would fact check that correctly. If you fact check that statement, it is totally inaccurate, and that's not a radical agenda. It cut regulation, it lowered the tax rate to something more competitive to Ireland, the rest of Europe, and China, and what it also did is took 1% off the top tax bracket. 1%, that is it. And by the way, they have been fact checked by Kessler in the Washington Post, and she's totally wrong. So you feel like you could say anything. And most of the press just sits there docile because they're so used to saying Republicans give tax cuts for the rich and the famous. And it's just not true on either count. Most of their base is blue collar now. And that's a fact. And now it's becoming a Hispanic base. Steven, listen on WNDB in Daytona. Hey, Steven.
Hey, Brian. Good to speak with you. First time I've called in. So last night, what I was watching was what I believe is Biden's trying to get his base stirred up to potentially cause violence to conservatives after they lose in November. It's very similar how when the Russians invaded Ukraine, he first blamed Nazis in Ukraine. That's what he told the military. And now here we are. He's talking about Nazis and semi-fascists and red states and all this. And I think it's just an attempt to stir up the potential violence on people like me after the Democrats lose.
Well, that's just it. Right away, you got a question because he came out when the election laws were passed in Georgia, and it ends up being not being sensationalistic to the point where Stacey Abrams had to redo her USA Today editorial, and he called it Jim Crow 2.0 when there wasn't. What they did is they would stop signature matching. They also have mail-in voting, but you got to have ID to vote, and 85% of the country are for that, and they said that's Jim Crow 2.0. And Stacey Abrams never admitted she lost. Hillary Clinton multiple times says she had the election stolen from her. Donald Trump's an illegitimate president. He never brings that up. What I worry about, Steve, is if the Republicans do well, I think they're going to do much better than everyone's saying they're doing right now, abortion, Roe v. Wade and all. They're going to say, look, that's because they changed all the election laws. Illegitimate. We can't let them do that. Don't believe this election. But one of the things he said is they don't like elections until they lose. They don't want to accept them. Donald Trump had problems accepting election laws. Nobody likes January 6th. Nobody. That I know of on the Republican side. So if you to label people on their worst day, instead of looking back at all the Black Lives Matter riots that you allowed happen without ever saying a word until last Tuesday, and you keep saying, well, that's the party. January 6th is the party. What are you doing? Most people know, 99% of the people listening, Republicans listening, say, never going to vote for that guy again. Not going to listen to a word he says again. That's a blatant lie. And I certainly am more motivated now.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And I want to say thank you to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino for their generous donations to our military families in need here in Northern California. Through their support, we continue to help post-9/11 veterans and their families and Silver Star veterans and widows who are in need of emergency services. Thank you again from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump hit the hustings in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania Saturday night, stumping for GOP candidates for governor and senator. The former president leveling criticism against the FBI's recent seizure of documents from his Florida home.
Rigging elections, weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI like never, ever before. And raiding and breaking into the homes of their political opponents. I wonder who that could be.
Mr. Trump said the recent raid was an extension of what he calls the Russia hoax and the two impeachment trials. Hawaii's only remaining coal-fired power plant's now history. The last coal shipment arrived in the islands at the end of July, and the AES Corporation plant closed on Thursday. Hawaii Governor David Ige says the move is an effort to reduce greenhouse gases, which aligns with the state's goal of 100% renewable energy by 2045, but because renewable sources meant to replace coal are not yet ready, the state now has to turn to oil. Authorities have now charged a man who stole a plane and flew it over Mississippi after threatening to crash it into a Walmart.
Police say the suspect faces charges of grand larceny and terroristic threats. Tupelo police say Corey Wayne Patterson did not have a pilot's license, but had some flight instruction. He was an employee of Tupelo Aviation and made off with the plane about 5 a.m. local time Saturday morning. Patterson could also face federal charges. Nobody was injured in the incident. Bob Agnew reporting.
Hurricane Danielle has formed in the central Atlantic, but the National Hurricane Center says the storm has little chance of affecting land. And several people have been injured, dozens of homes destroyed in a large wildfire in Northern California. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A commission created by Congress is recommending changes at West Point.
Those changes deal with commemorating Robert E. Lee and other Confederate officers during the Civil War. The commission also takes aim at towering bronze panels that depict dozens of historical events and people, included a hooded figure above the words Ku Klux Klan. The report from the Naming Commission concerns the U.S. Military Academy and U.S. Naval Academy. For West Point, the recommended changes including renaming buildings like Lee Barracks and modifying memorials that include Confederate officers. John Scott reporting.
Nissan's aggressively pushing electric vehicles in order to take advantage of a new U.S. law that gives consumers up to $7,500 in tax credits to defray the cost of purchasing an electric vehicle that's made in the U.S. The Nissan Leaf electric car is among the models that qualify. News and analysis at townhall.com. Russians have bid farewell to former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, who died earlier this week at the age of 91.
Mourners file past Gorbachev's coffin in the pillar hall of the House of the Unions to pay their last respects. The mansion near the Kremlin in Moscow has served as the venue for state funerals since Soviet times. Gorbachev, whose drastic reforms helped end the Cold War and precipitated the breakup of the Soviet Union, is set to be buried in a relatively low-key ceremony later on Saturday, laid to rest at a main Moscow cemetery next to his wife, Reza. The Kremlin's refusal to declare a state funeral reflects its uneasiness about the legacy of Gorbachev. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you can check out more on these stories by simply logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean!
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Privileged to have with us in a matter of moments Geraldo Rivera. He's going to say goodbye to his Hamptons house and have to return to the Midwest, Ohio. Dr. Marty McCary will be here. Something interesting about the new COVID vaccine that they have out, the new to tackle the variant.
never been really tested on humans, mostly animals. They're a big brush to get it out. And by the way, Omicron pretty much disappearing from the landscape. The CDC recommending it. What a shock. Dr. Makary to put some logic and some sanity into these shots. So before we get to Geraldo, and of course, coming to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, let's go to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The reading scores are back to where they were 30 years ago. This is really a disaster. So the kids can't read. Reading and math predict whether you're going to stay in school, whether you're going to have success.
Yeah, that's all. Huge learning loss for this generation of school kids thanks to a lockdown fervor during the pandemic. Much of this could have been prevented, and the money was set aside to help the students catch up. I'll tell you where it is, and it's not going to the kids. We'll explain, but won't make excuses.
Number two. You heard today from the hearing that the judge really pounded away on the government's lawyers because she kept saying, what's the harm? What's the harm from a special master? And you're right. I think a special master, it's a neutral referee who's supervising the process.
Judge might approve a ref, i.e. special master, to examine what was taken to Mar-a-Lago and taken from in the raid, what the judge said, and where this debacle is at.
Number one.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Purely unpresidential. That's how I labeled the Biden bile-belching address in Philly last night. Division was the intent. Trump voters, supporters, the target. Will this be effective in limiting the red wave in 65 days? Let's bring in Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, just take that question, if you would. Your characterization of the address, if you had a chance to watch it, and is it effective in allowing the Democrats to accomplish their goal?
I don't think so, but I loved your characterization. Vile belching.
Yeah, bile belching.
It's very, very vivid, very vivid. I agree somewhat. I think that it was uncharacteristic for the nice guy, quote-unquote, president. I thought it was an unfortunate, lazy stereotyping, a lot like the basket of deplorables from Hillary. I think it'll have the same rebound effect. It will not make people afraid to vote Republican. I think it'll have them take another look at Biden and say, this sounds like the desperation of a politician. I thought it was very unfortunate. I wish he had not done it. We don't need that kind of rhetoric. The country is divided enough as is, and he's supposed to be the healer, not the divider. And I think that this was, again, I think it was uncharacteristic, but it sounds to me like his political operators are manipulating him into saying that, oh, now he's a tough guy. I tell you one thing, though, Brian, and I think it's very interesting, and I think maybe we're burying the lead, is that after he went on with that belching bile remark, he also singled out abortion as the issue that the Democrats should and are rallying around, and I believe that in that aspect, that smaller aspect of what he said, I think it's valid. I think abortion will be the issue that motivates many Democrats. Brian.
He brings up fentanyl for the first time a couple of days ago. He never brings up the border. He never wants to talk about Afghanistan. He certainly likes to run from inflation. So, but right now, here, this flies in the face of what we both said. The Wall Street Journal did a poll, and despite more than two-thirds of Americans saying we are on the wrong track as a country, and that has been the situation, the Wall Street Journal says that the Democrats now have an advantage in the generic ballot by 3 points, where they were trailing by 6 in March. Do you believe, Geraldo Rivera, this has everything to do with the Dobbs decision?
I do. I think everything is maybe too sweeping, but I think it has principally to do with that. When you consider immigration as a flashpoint issue, for example, if you're not watching Fox News, you're not seeing the caravans of migrants coming across the border and then being bused to the various cities. You may hear the local mayor, espousing some outrage, but it does not seem yet, or maybe ever, that immigration will be the issue on which people will vote. Abortion, on the other hand, and more broadly, personal freedoms, gay marriage, all things that Clarence Thomas, for one, said the Constitution did not support or did not mention. I think that those are the kinds of things. I think that the Supreme Court did not do the Republican Party any favors in handing down Dobbs at this stage of the game. They could have pondered it. They could have postponed it. They could have made a much more narrow ruling. It's all heading ultimately in the same direction, but to do it in one fell swoop. I mean, I was in D.C. with you after the inauguration in 2017. You saw the demonstration that happened after the inauguration. Oh. That was real energy. That was the turnout bigger than the inauguration turnout.
I still don't know what it was about.
The
president didn't run on pro-life. He just was like, yeah, you know, that wasn't going to be one of his focuses.
Well, it became so with the Supreme Court picks, and I think that it is the issue on which the Democratic Party has staked its still slender chance to avoid a debacle in November.
So a couple of things. The President of the United States did not want to mention Trump for a year and a half. That might, even when he was going against him, the guy in the White House, the guy that used to be here, my predecessor, doesn't want to mention him. Now we can't stop mentioning him. So Trump speaks Saturday. I noticed that he's already agreed to wait on his decision till after the midterms, which I think is huge. What role should the former president play now?
Well, first of all, the current president should get a new stage manager because they made him look like he was in Dante's Inferno, you know, with flames behind
him. It's unbelievable.
You know, he should have worn a devil's horns and a pitchfork.
Or Lenin's
so
face.
Melodramatic. I don't know who was thinking of what with that background. In terms of what President Trump should do, to me, and you know, I loved the guy all those years, not best friends. We were good friends and colleagues. And, you know, I was a Celebrity Apprentice with him in 2015, just before his big run. I think he has to address January 6th. He has to say there was misunderstandings or I'm sorry it turned out the way it did, but look at my record, look what I've done.
I agree with you.
In terms of the border and turn positive, but he's got to deal with the baggage of January 6th. And now look at the Senate of the United States. But for Georgia in December, the Republicans would have control of the United States Senate. You wouldn't have had all these trillions of dollars of expenditures unless there was truly bipartisan support for it. I think Trump screwed up Georgia with his narcissism I don't want to characterize it over, too sharply, but it was really a terrible disservice to history, to the Constitution, and to the nation. And if he just said that, and I'm sorry for it, it was a lapse.
You're a lawyer. You're a lawyer, Geraldo. Wouldn't that get him in trouble? Excuse me, we have a quote from you here, and you're going to say this about Mike Pence, and we have your lawyer who's going to be in front here, and this is what Cassie Hutchinson said. So couldn't he – you would probably recommend against as a lawyer. Yeah, as an American, you'd like to hear it. But as a lawyer, you probably say, don't even bring it up.
Let me make a broad statement here. I do not believe any of these legal actions against the president, up to and including the raid, the ill-advised raid on Mar-a-Lago, will have any impact. I don't think he'll be found guilty of any crime. I don't even think he'll be charged with any crime. I think that it's all a bunch of nonsense, the attorney general in New York?
James.
Letitia James, her lean and hungry political ambitions. She went after Andrew Cuomo and then announced she was going to run for governor the next day. I mean, she's just such a transparent, hungry politician looking for her next gig. I don't think that any of that stuff is going to have any effect on President Trump.
Gotcha.
I think that his problems are that he went out of control when he lost. It was a spiteful, childlike behavior that really affected the country in a very negative way.
But yet he still could rebound. But I can't argue with anything you said. The COVID reaction, turns out we have some numbers behind how much our kids have lost in reading and math, 5 and 7 points. I think it's probably even more, as they were told to stay home in various communities for about a year and a half. And guess who played the biggest price? Black and Hispanic kids. For the most part, they did not sit for
for the Zoom and did not have perhaps the parental pressure to do it or the ramifications when they didn't. So guess what? Karine Jean-Pierre knows exactly who to blame. Trump. Cut 25.
Let's step back to where we were not too long ago when this president walked into this administration, how mismanaged the pandemic, the response to the pandemic was, how 47% of schools were in less than 6 months, our schools went from 46% to open to nearly all of them being open to full time. That was the work of this president.
My goodness, she says that with a straight face. You know how we used to struggle to get every school open, wouldn't take on any of the unions, would not push back to get the kids in school, would not back off the vaccination demands of the teachers. I mean, could you believe that whitewashing of history?
I think that Lori Lightfoot, certainly no friend of President Trump, au contraire. Her frustration with the teachers' unions in Chicago and their refusal under the most reasonable conditions to go back into the Chicago schools, and the resulting, just using Chicago as the microcosm, the resulting disorder and absence of education that happened in that city, where so many of the children do not have laptops. They don't have, the kind of family structure where you could have a discipline. You must sit down now, little Johnny. It's 8:30, and okay, you get a break at 10:30. You lunch at 12.
Yeah,
you know,
the discipline,
none
the
of
routine.
That structure. And the result is, as we all see now, it's horrific. I even sort of with my own teenager, that whole year and a half away from her friends and colleagues. I forgive Fauci and the scientists a lot because they were groping. They were looking. They were desperate. But the political actions that followed, and to politicize it now is really terrible. Let me just if you want a conspiracy theory investigation, investigate when the vaccines were really ready to go distribution.
Yep.
If they had come out a month earlier, it came out in November, at the end of November, the big heroic announcements from Pfizer.
Pfizer held it back.
If they held it back for political purposes, in the same way that the FBI urged, the media to stay away from Hunter Biden, I mean, it stinks. It really is. If they really did that to Trump, they really screwed him that way. Imagine the people who could have been saved, lives saved, but for politics.
Pfizer has been discovered to have done that. But if Trump wants a legitimate argument that's beyond lawsuits or speculation, it is going to be that the warp speed produced a vaccine before the election, and number two, that big story that directly affected the candidate turned president was suppressed by all social media, led by the FBI, who's maybe chief architect of that suppression, was walked out of the building last week.
Yeah.
Geraldo, it's worth pursuing. I see a Fox Nation special with you.
That's a great idea. It is a great idea. It would be a great Fox Nation special.
Well,
I shall explore it.
Well, if you don't mind giving me some credit in your stand-up open.
Better than that, I'll give you a talking head.
Oh, really?
A talking head appearance.
As long as there's a red background.
I don't know when I could fit into your schedule. I see you're on this grand tour of the Northeast. And it's great. What are you selling exactly?
Nothing. I wanted to be able, I can't do any speeches. And you have trouble, too, because there's so many conflicts with sponsors and people that want you to speak. So I said, what if I created my own event where I could talk about all my books, Red, White, and Blue, get a chance to talk to the audience like I do on this show, and have a chance to meet one-on-one. And instead of having 2 minutes at a Barnes & Noble or at an event for radio, I said, what if I created my own? So we worked out some things to do some things at theaters. So I'll be next Thursday, first time since the pandemic, be Thursday in front of an audience. And I think it's probably the most fun I have.
Well, I'll vouch for your charm and your ability to articulate your political points of view and your overall kindness.
Okay.
Shines through.
Thank you very much, Geraldo. Have a great three days.
Brother. You too.
All right. He'll be on a boat in a tight shirt with very good build. That'll be Geraldo. And I'm jealous.
I can't even sail. And nobody who can sail asked me to come. It's so sad. Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code UP for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code UP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code UP for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Phone Track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music.
Drummer Tommy Lee is back behind the kit with Motley Crue after being sidelined with four broken ribs just before the band hit the road for their long-awaited stadium tour with Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett, finally able to perform his first full show of the Crue's tour this week.
Hello, beautifuls. Hello.
Tommy Lee last Friday night at New York City Field in a video taken by yours truly, coming out on stage to greet the crowd as he was splitting duties with his fill-in drummer. Fans have been wondering what happened to Lee, and now his wife is revealing they were staying at an old rental house with some uneven steps when Tommy fell down the stairs while carrying luggage. Lee clearly happy to be back on the road after their mega tour was postponed repeatedly during COVID, telling City Field,
"Man, this is beautiful. It is beautiful to see you all, man. I feel like I'm a Let's go.
And I can tell you, it was worth the wait. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
This is House Call for Help. It's a long holiday weekend, and that means for many, it's time to fire up the barbecue. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has some tips on how to grill safely. First, separate your raw foods, like meat and seafood, from other items on the grill to protect against cross-contamination, and keep those products in the fridge until ready to use. Make sure you thaw food safely in the fridge, microwave, or cold water. Always wash your hands after handling raw poultry, red meat, and seafood, as well as washing surfaces and utensils. Make sure you grill your food to the proper internal temperature to kill germs. A list of temperatures and corresponding products can be found on the CDC's website. And if there are any leftovers, which there probably won't be because you're a great cook, divide the food into small portions and covered containers and put in the fridge or freezer within 2 hours of cooking. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players, I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time, and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Sounds like a long-winded description and definition of what Secretary Clinton called deplorables. The people that President Biden is talking about, some of whom supported President Trump, some didn't, are the people who get up every day, go to work, obey the law, pay their taxes, try to teach their kids morals. They are proud of America. They do want to make America great again. They just don't agree with President Biden's neo-socialist woke agenda. They don't believe in bigger government. They don't believe in higher taxes. They don't believe in more debt. They don't believe that we ought to turn our cops into social workers. I'm very disappointed that the president would call people who don't agree with him those kind of names.
As Senator Kennedy with us this morning on Fox and Friends, I'm more than disappointed. I'm outraged. Frank, listening on the Fox News Radio app. Hey, Frank.
Hello, Brian. This is Frank from Montana.
Hey, Frank.
You asked what we were doing this weekend.
Yep.
Earlier. Yep. We're on our way up to go elk hunting, just like we've done every year, even during COVID. So you're kind of isolated in a tree stand.
So let me ask him: have you altered any of your life because of 9%? The 9% inflation, gas prices double, or have you said, the heck with that, I've been in for 2 years, I'm doing whatever I want?
Yeah, well, I have, because I'm semi-retired, and all of a sudden my retirement wasn't meeting it, so I went back, got a part-time job.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'd say I altered my lifestyle so that I could continue my lifestyle in that sense. The second thing I wanted to mention besides that was I voted for Trump and twice, and you had an interview with Jared Kushner. It was excellent.
Thank you.
And he said something like the fact that if Trump wasn't the way he was, he wouldn't have made it. And I get all of that, but he's not my first choice this time around, because I agree with what you and Geraldo just talked about. He needs to get a little humility, and he needs to come before folks and say January 6th was not good. He can still believe the election was altered. We all know that because COVID. But at the end of the day, my big thing is I'm a Pence fan because I'm a dying breed. I'm a white male Christian conservative pro-life.
Yeah, Pence is a great person. I just don't see him winning.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean! Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtle. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So the announcement is an important step to getting updated COVID vaccine boosters, which we expect to provide additional protection against the variants of COVID circulating in the U.S. to the American people while we wait for the CDC to make its clinical recommendations. So there's still another step, so we want to be very clear about that. We've been working for months to be prepared for this moment and to get shots into arms this fall and through the end of the year.
Really? What shots? Omicron shots? What, excuse me? And what kind of testing have you gone through? And I believe the CDC is now recommending we all get these boosters. So it's a matter of a few days. Today, on the Washington Post, the CDC said that millions of eligible Americans, including those as young as 12, can get an updated Omicron-targeted booster shot to bolster defenses against serious illness and death during a potential fall outbreak. What kind of testing did they go through? And wasn't Omicron 2 variants back? I'm just a pedestrian, a citizen, a possible recipient. But Dr. Marty McCary does this for a living. Fox News contributor, surgeon, and professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins. Dr. McCary, are we ready for the Omicron booster? Are you?
Well, I'd like to see more data because they used data from 8 mice to authorize this. There was absolutely zero clinically available data that was made available to the public. So they claim that there's some human studies that they've seen that they've not made public. But the reason that it's probably not public is that this was an Omicron vaccine designed for the earliest Omicron variant, not the current one, which is also on its way out, and another one's coming. So what are we doing? You know, might as well get a vaccine for the Spanish flu at this point.
Right. And she went on to say, Walensky endorsed a recommendation by the advisory panel, paving the way for some clinicians, pharmacies, and other providers to begin administering the shots as early as this weekend. Look, you know, if I'm dealing with cancer treatment, I might say to myself, you know, I just got to make sure I'm okay. You know, if I'm dealing with some other underlying illness, all right, I would have a different approach. But there's just no way that I would, if I was bringing this forward, that I would go do this. The American public is weary about this, and we already know we passed Omicron. And the numbers, even the New York Times are publishing these numbers. This is not a problem. We got to get out of this mindset, don't you think?
Well, pharma has been pushing hard for a year now to say publicly and say to the FDA, we need a process to approve new COVID vaccines that we develop so that we can, you know, get them out in time for the new variants. So they've been pushing this hard. And if you look at what the FDA did, they basically did everything pharma asked for. They authorized it with no publicly available human clinical trial data. And then the members of their own FDA advisory committee, that is the external experts, they didn't convene them and they didn't have them vote, which is typically what the FDA does now when they know the experts are not going to vote in favor. One of those experts, Dr. Paul Offit from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, probably the most respected expert on the committee, said that this new variant, the Omicron vaccine, should be treated like a new medication. And he felt strongly that it should have the same rigor and process of a new medication. I mean, it's a new vaccine, right? It's a new mRNA strain. Yeah. It's creating a new protein in your body. We don't know what that means.
So this is the Pfizer vaccine chief, Dr. Anilisha Anderson.
This provides an opportunity for people, once they get boosted with the vaccine, to generate antibodies that can neutralize both, you know, original variants and the Omicron variants, but also the variants in between. If you remember, we had Beta, Alpha, Delta, et cetera. And so it really provides the broadest opportunity for protection against COVID-19.
They found that out from looking at 9 mice?
Yeah, and it cures cancer and stroke and heart disease as well, probably. But here's something about – so what they're getting at is an important thing I want to just talk about. Brian, there's 2 vaccines in this new Omicron vaccine. In that bottle where they draw up the syringe, there's the vaccine to Omicron, which they newly developed. There's also the original COVID vaccine, that is to the Wuhan strain. Now, when you give 2 together like that, your body is going to preferentially see the Wuhan strain vaccine, the original vaccine, and the immune response will be selective. It's called immune preferencing. Why will the immune response sort of massively prefer the original Wuhan strain and not the Omicron? It's because it's already been sensitized several times from prior vaccinations to the Wuhan strain and prior exposures to COVID. So that immune response, many scientists are concerned, is going to be so preferential to the Wuhan strain, you're just getting another Wuhan, you know, sort of immune response, and it's going to prefer that over the Omicron vaccine in the solution.
I just find the whole thing exasperating. But let's move on, if I can. Something else that we discovered that you and I have been talking about along the way. So you were one of the few doctors that could say, well, what about the kids and what about the socialization aspect of isolation as well as the masks and the ramifications? He did a study, and I actually think this study is kind. We lost 5 points as a from grades primary school to middle school, 5 points in reading, 7 points in math through the last year and a half of lockdowns. Was this all preventable? Well, part of this preventable, and your reaction to those numbers?
It was. If you remember, a group of scientists said, we've got to keep schools open, and they even signed a document called the Great Barrington Declaration. Martin Kulldor from Harvard, Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford, Sumaria, a physician at epidemiologist at Oxford. Hundreds of thousands of people signed that petition back in October of 2020, the first year of the pandemic. And it said we got to have to do focused protection and keep the schools open. They were canceled. You couldn't even find this thing if you typed it into Google because Google ranked it so low. Birx and Fauci trashed it. They wouldn't even meet with these individuals. So and Francis Collins, head of the NIH, famously called them fringe epidemiologists. Turns out they were 100% correct. We've got lifelong learning loss. We've got a mental health crisis that's been ignited. And we've got kids that have been lost to the system. They don't show up at school ever again. They're forever gone. And, you know, when we talk about crime being up, think about the number of kids in Baltimore City that just never logged on to Zoom and they never showed up when in-person learning resumed.
So I want you to hear what Dr. Fauci said just last week to Neil Cavuto, Cut 27.
I don't think it's forever irreparably damaged anyone, but I think obviously, and you, if you go back and people selectively, Neil, pull things out about me, I was also one of the people that said we've got to do everything we can to get the children back in school. Go back to some of the clips that you and I had on your own show when I've said that, that it's very important that we protect the children from the collateral effects of keeping them out of school.
He never,
go to the record. I have said that so many times.
So we would always follow up saying, hey, you want people locked down. You want them 6 feet apart. You want to do the isolation and the quarantine. And we would bring that up. He never, ever would bring that up. And it would just drive us nuts. He'd be on other channels. No one would ask him about it. Do you think he's rewriting history?
Well, he is, and when he says nobody's really been permanently harmed, I mean, to me, that's somebody who's out of touch. It's a D.C., in-the-beltway bureaucrat, politician who happens to have an M.D. behind his name. He's been wrong on warning of the pandemic, on how it spreads from touching things. He didn't think it was airborne, then they were pushing cloth masks. He didn't fund research on anything important except long COVID at the NIH. Hospital visit, you know, this is kind of what Dr. Fauci does. You know, hospitals shut out family members from visiting their loved ones, which is a human rights violation, in my opinion. It was tragic. And he says nothing. He's totally quiet. They shut schools down. He says, yeah, I want schools to be open, but nothing happens. They shut Djokovic out of immigration. He can't come and compete in the U.S. Open. Says nothing. This is what he does. How do you have a scientist, a medical doctor, agree 100% with the policies of the CDC? It's impossible. You can't statistically have that, you know, level of agreement with another government agency.
Yeah, to me, I find it absolutely incredible that he still wants to duck from that. If he ever brought up the social aspect of it, to the point where I used to try to find a school psychologist to come on the show to balance this out because we were getting so caught up in the vaccine and the therapeutics. I go, wait a second. While we're doing this, these kids are sitting at home, and I had two kids in high school at the time. I know what was going on, and I was beyond them, and they know what they had to do, but the assignments were less. The teaching was terrible. I'm not blaming the teachers either. They were doing the best they possibly could. They got very little cooperation, and I'm in a solid school district from the parents to push them. We saw the falling downstairs. I could not get anybody to talk about the social aspect of it. But we'll have to see, and hopefully we learn from it too. But I see something like Berkeley. Berkeley is now saying if you don't get a flu shot, you have to wear a mask in school. Now, you're a guy that wears a mask when you have to go into surgery. Should we be wearing a mask in school if we don't get the flu shot?
I went to the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in D.C., and they require you have to wear a mask in the auditorium. And I'm thinking, is this for life now? I mean, there's mask lifers out there. I mean, they just don't want to have any interaction with anyone unless they have a mask on. But I'll tell you this, when doctors get together for their doctors' conferences, and, you know, I do a lot of speaking at doctors' conferences, so I've been to about 6 major doctors' conferences with thousands of doctors over the last, I'd say, in the spring of this year, okay, when we had even higher levels of COVID. None of the doctors are wearing masks, none of them, maybe 5%, maybe, and that's fine for them if they want to do that. So what do these school administrators of young, low-risk people know that doctors don't know? I mean, what's the disconnect? And again, Fauci is on the sidelines. I mean, somebody's double masking as they're playing golf. He doesn't say anything. No, he should say that, you know, is low risk and you're going to lose the human connection if you wear a mask forever.
I would say so. When you go to these conferences, and being that you're so willing to speak your mind, and a lot of times it goes against the conventional wisdom at the time, even though you end up being proven right, do you notice people trying to isolate you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are certain conferences where I'll notice I'm suddenly disinvited. And it really comes from the public health sort of group in America. The public health academic community has an association called the American Association of Public Health. They canceled or removed Leanna Wen, who's CNN's medical doctor and former CEO of Planned Parenthood. She was on a panel, and I guess she said something like, we have to learn to live with this on CNN. And they disinvited her because there was protest. They told her, we no longer can have you at our national conference on a panel. I mean, they're eating their own now. I mean, it's basically like, you know, this martial law. It's McCarthyism in medicine. And I don't know if you saw that California just passed a bill saying that if you disagree with the quote unquote contemporary scientific consensus, that you lose your license. Well, you know, heck, we would have lost our license 18 different issues that Jay Bhattacharya and many of us have been speaking out against. And almost every one of those issues, science has subsequently proven what was misinformation is now true.
I think fundamentally, I guess doctors go, you know, I got to make, we can't be living a life on zero risk. And we should just explain that to people. I don't want you to ruin your life, but I want to say there's a little bit of a risk here. These are things you can do. Make your own decision. And I think that's what built up the resentment, that they just took that decision away and they excoriated you if you were to show up or with less than 6 feet apart or show up with two masks. I had Dr. Birx say to me, I should consider wearing goggles. Goggles? Are you crazy? On television? Goggles? Two masks and goggles? Are you nuts?
In fairness to her, if you're going deep sea diving, I would recommend goggles. But otherwise, there's absolutely no benefit.
Thanks for walking me back.
Look at what's happened with monkeypox. They have a completely different standard, okay? Because a lot of the COVID policy was just aimed at these, you know, the so-called Trump voters, right? We have to smack these dumb people in line and tell them what to do. Even though 40% of the unvaccinated were African Americans in the United States, that was the largest group of unvaccinated, but that wasn't the narrative. Now look at monkeypox. They basically say, have sexual activity with, you know, male sexual activity with other males. Do it safely. And here's how we're going to suggest at the CDC you can do it, have sexual activity a little more safely. Whereas with COVID, it was, we're not going to allow you to put yourself in any situation where you might get the virus.
Great point. We'll see. I just have so little faith in these institutions at this point. I'm always going to be looking at a second opinion when I used to just take it as it came. Dr. McCary, have a great 3-day weekend. I hope it's 3 days for you.
It is. Thanks so much, Brian.
You got it. I know you have some things to say. Some of you listening for the first time on the road. Some of you are en route to vacation. Some of you are off, and you're going to say, what's on the radio at this time? I'm normally at work. Thank you. Your calls are next, 1-866-408-7669.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
chargeback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code UP for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code UP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code UP for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, the Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Tuesday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and possible solutions to the biggest and most important issues. You can hear new episodes every Tuesday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, the Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Tuesday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and possible solutions to the biggest and most important issues. You can hear new episodes every Tuesday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, let's go out to Wes listening online in Washington. Hey, Wes.
Hey there. Hey, Brian, thanks. And thanks to your call screeners for letting me on the phone. First-time caller, but appreciate you and your colleagues allowing us that don't have a voice to get out there and talk.
No problem. Do you sense that the president's message last night is getting through?
I think to his base it is. I think it falls on deaf ears to the rest of the country. I think that he talks out of one side of his mouth, and there's four or five other voices out there that are saying an absolutely different thing. I think that it's hard to alienate half the country and be unifying everybody at the same time. It's difficult.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for the call, Alex. Listen on WABC. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking the call. Actually, the speech did get through. It got people through the roof because this is insane what he said yesterday about, you know, he divided the country. He was going to unite us. But I want to say about the student loan debt that it's really so stupid of the Biden administration to forgive all this debt, because not only isn't it discouraging the colleges from continuing with these crazy prices, but it's encouraging them to continue. And this is actually what we saw with Obamacare, where the drug prices were too high. So Obama said, oh, we won't bring down the drug prices. Won't work to do that. We'll just pay for everybody's medications. And in this case, what the Biden administration really should be doing is they should be taking away all the privileges and all the special money that the colleges are making because they're officially educating our kids. They should be giving it to the colleges that are charging a little, not a lot of money for to go to those colleges. So that way, these small colleges that aren't charging a lot of money can build themselves up and get, you know, good professors and educators, and we could keep the price of going to college down instead of having to use our taxpayer dollars.
Absolutely, you march these provosts in, these heads of colleges in. You say, guys, we got to get this price down. How do we work together? The way you do with car companies, the way you do with oil manufacturers, green energy producers. That's the way to do it. Thank you.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.